happy holiday.
This is the IE America Radio Network News Break, your significant news source.
This is Don Waller in New York. After separating from the pack as the only Democratic presidential candidate to give Howard Dean a late-year run for the money, Wesley Clark is mapping his final sprint to become the Democrats' alternative to Dean. Clark, a retired general, said in a statement issued Thursday that he is the candidate best able to stand up to George W. Bush and win the debate about who will best be able to make our country more secure over the next 4 years. Bush had a 67% to 21% lead over Dean on who people trust more to handle national security, according to a mid-December ABC Washington Post poll. As they prepare to increase their role in Iraq, including more combat duty, soldiers with the Army National Guard and Army Reserve are already experiencing a bigger share of U.S. military deaths there. Of the 39 deaths in December in Iraq, for which the Pentagon has released the victims' names, 10 were citizen soldiers, according to an Associated Press review of the Pentagon reports. That is up from 14% in November, the deadliest month of the war, with 81 American deaths. There actually were 40 reported deaths in December, but one soldier's name and affiliation have not been released. Overall, since the start of hostilities last March, 14% of all U.S. military deaths have been members of the Army Guard or Reserve. The Army says it's had 68 reservists killed so far, compared with 9 reservists among the Marines, 2 in the Navy, and 1 in the Air Force. 6 cases of mistaken identity were behind the pre-Christmas grounding of 6 Air France flights between Paris and Los Angeles over terrorism fears, a police official said Friday. The names of 6 passengers sounded familiar to those of terrorist suspects provided by the FBI, prompting the French government to ground the planes, an official said, on the condition of anonymity. One turned out to be a 5-year-old child, and another was a prominent Egyptian scientist, he said. The Wall Street Journal also said the 2 other suspected terrorists turned out to be an elderly Chinese woman and a Welsh insurance agent. More news after this.
Sting for VH1 Save the Music.
When children learn music, they learn to think in a different way. Studies have shown that it helps them to do better work in other subjects. So make sure your kids learn music. They'll learn much more than how to carry a tune.
School music programs are in trouble. Help VH1 save the music in our public schools. Please call toll-free 1-888-VH1-4MUSIC.
VH1 Save the Music, because music education equals brain power.
From the Polish undertaker caught smuggling cigarettes in a hearse to a pair of one-legged Brazilian prisoners skipping jail, the weird and wacky reigned supreme around the world in 2003. Oddball tales abounded, with Canadian prisoners being offered fruit-flavored condoms, Cambodians being urged to eat more dogs, and China axing hemorrhoid TV ads during mealtimes. For IE America Radio Network News, this is Don Waller in New York.
This has been the IE America Radio Network News Break, produced by TakeBackTheMedia.com. For more information, visit IEAmericaRadio.com or TakeBackTheMedia.com.
Didn't think you could still get union-made clothing in America? Well, think again. It's here, now, in just a mouse click away at www.nosweatshop.com, the world's first shopping mall that doesn't sell clothing made in sweatshops. At nosweatshop.com, there's jeans and oxfords, sweats and hoodies, fleece jackets and sports bras, caps, scarves, and more. You can get great quality, support good jobs, and pay a fair price. You can't stretch a buck any further than that. Nosweatshop.com. A better world is just a mouse click away.
An old English nursery rhyme goes, they hang the man and flog the woman that steal the goose from off the common, but let the greater villain loose that steals the common from the goose. It's receiving remarkably little media attention, but the corporate villains are loose, stealing the commons from you and me. And now they're trying to plunder the most essential public resource we have, our water. There's an ignoble global water grab underway. In our country and throughout the world, a handful of conglomerates are moving rapidly to turn this necessity of life into just another commodity for traders and speculators, a private plaything for personal profiteering. And if you're xenophobic, get ready to have your brain explode. The big 3 water grabbers are foreigners. Bonjour, Bubba. Two are French conglomerates, and the other is German. And they've already grabbed the water systems of Houston, Indianapolis, Lexington, Jersey City, Milwaukee, Washington, D.C., and dozens of other cities. While the promise of water privatization has been golden, the delivery has been leaden. In city after city that has succumbed to the corporate promises, locals have seen their monthly bills skyrocket, services sink, water quality stink, and democratic control evaporate. As a result, water wars have broken out all across America as folks are organizing, petitioning, and holding referendums to stop the corporate heist of their water supply. And Atlanta, Jacksonville, and other places that had previously privatized have gotten so fed up with the result that they've dumped the corporate hustlers and taken back public control of their water. But beware, for the corporations are trying to get Congress to force your city to consider privatizing your water supply or be denied federal funding for water improvements. This is Jim Hightower saying, don't let them steal this most precious part of our commons. To fight the water profiteers, call Public Citizen, 202-546-4996.
What do you think I like about commuting with nature as much as I do? Being on the tractor as much time as I do or spending time with the animals.
Spitting diesel into the ozone layer? You're at one with nature.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, and you will atone.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Hey. Truth Seekers, welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us. My name is Mike Malloy. We're at 800 Talk Yes program tonight, produced by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman is our announcer. Hey, hope you all had a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thanks to Tony Truppiano. Is that who substituted for us while we were gone all those days? We're live tonight. This is really happening. As bad as it may turn out to be, it is live tonight. A little bit later in the program, we'll have a Bush 2003 year in review. I think Kathy has put together some of his more coherent statements. Is that right? Coherent statements? Some of his crazier statements. Okay. Did y'all have a good holiday? I hope so. A lot of stuff happened while we were off the air, and we did absolutely nothing. We went to visit my son and his girlfriend, and that's about it. And the rest of the time we spent doing what? Sleeping? Trying to sleep. Getting ready for unemployment. Which is always a lot of fun. So anyway, we're back, and we invite you to join tonight. 800-TALK-YES is the number, 800-825-5937. You can email during the program, MikeDMalloy@earthlink.net. I'm exhausted. Even though we tried to sleep, has this year been exhausting for you? Oh, God, this has just been. And I realize when I say this year, that's really kind of a kind of silly to say that, because there is no real dividing point between years. I mean, we have an artificial December 31st at midnight. New Year! But really, it's not, time is sort of an elastic sort of thing anyway. Right? Real good article about time on New Year's. Was it New Year's Day in the New York Times? You had to have maybe a little bit of background in quantum physics to understand it, which I don't, so I only understood about 40% of it. But the 40% of the article that I understood was a lot of fun to read. But anyway, here we are. It's just been an exhausting year. I don't know what 2004 is going to be like. I have a feeling it may be worse because we have the election this year. The Republicans are going to try everything they can to steal the election like they did last time. The primaries are coming up. You have Democrats who are slashing and burning Howard Dean. Unbelievable. I don't quite get that, but Kerry and Lieberman sound as though they are paid operatives now of Karl Rove. Just mind-boggling stuff. But I tell you what, religious broadcaster and super freak Pat Robertson said today that God has told him Bush is going to be reelected in what Robertson, this is a term God used to Pat Robertson, a blowout. There's going to be a blowout in November. God spoke to Pat Robertson. Is this guy wacko beyond belief or what? Robertson said on his 700 Club program that he really believes he's hearing from the Lord. It's going to be like a blowout election in 2004. It's shaping up that way. That's a quote from him. Robertson told his viewers that he spent several days in prayer at the end of 2003. Oh, sure he did. Of course he did. Several days in prayer at the end of 2003. Yes, he certainly did. He was down there on his knees praying. Robertson said that God told him that George W. Bush has been blessed. And then Robertson said something interesting. I loathe and despise and just thoroughly I'm disgusted by some of these evangelical right-wing super freak Christians like Pat Robertson. You know my feelings about that. But this is kind of weird. He says, quote, "It doesn't make any difference what Bush does, good or bad. God picks him up because he's a man of prayer, and God's blessing him." What? It doesn't make any difference what he does, good or bad? What, could George Bush go kill 15 Iraqi children? Could he bash their heads in with a baseball bat and that would be okay? Wait a minute, he's already done that. Only not with a baseball bat. The Reverend Barry Lynn, a frequent Robertson critic and executive director of Americans United for Separatists in Church and State, said he had a prediction of his own. Reverend Lynn does. He says, quote, "Pat Robertson will continue to use his multi-million dollar broadcasting empire to promote George Bush and other Republican candidates." Lynn added, "Maybe Pat got a message from Karl Rove and thought it was from God." But for the terminally stupid who tune into the 700 Club, and believe it, I mean, I know you watch it. I watch it, too, sometimes, because it's fascinating. Absolutely fascinating to watch. To see Satan at work. Especially to somebody like me that doesn't believe all this garbage. But, you know, to actually see a demon working the television airwaves. Spooky. Weird. Hey, I was looking at, was this Sunday? I think it was Sunday's, or Christmas Day, I don't know. New York Times. I guess it was last Sunday. And of late, I have been turning to the style section. Did y'all ever read the style section? There is some fascinating stuff in the style section of the New York Times on Sunday. It's a very thick section. I like to go to the society, what we used to call in the gentler age, the society pages, and see what the bright, shiny people are doing in New York. Well, in looking at the quote society pages end quote, I see that the 68th debutante cotillion and Christmas ball was given on December 22nd, the 68th annual. That benefits the New York University Downtown Hospital. The event is held, or was held this year, in the Grand Ballroom of the Waldorf Astoria. It honored 33 young women, all debutantes, including, are you ready? The ball's first African-American debutante, Lauren Ashley Grayson. Well, and they have a picture of Miss Grayson. Very, very attractive young woman standing there. But in 68 years, the first African-American debutante, which raises immediate questions that I will let your mind toy with rather than my bring them up. But it does raise an awful lot of interesting questions, doesn't it? 68 years has been going on, the debutante cotillion and Christmas ball. So for the first year this year, the ball's first African-American debutant, Lauren Ashley Grayson. Do you love that name? Do you like that name, Kathy? Lauren Ashley? We have one of my, you know, we have a granddaughter named Lauren. Sounds like Laura Ashley. All right, what else we got here? Laura Bush admits she's a liar. Did you see this? This is from BuzzFlash, and a whole bunch of people sent this to me. On Meet the Press, last Sunday or two weeks ago, I don't know. But can you imagine the right wing, the Republican hypocrites blowing a fuse if Hillary Clinton went on national television as Pickles did, with media whore number one Tim Russert? And she said that remember the little poem, the roses are red, violets are blue thing that George was supposed to have written for her? Where in the hell's the poem, Kathy? Do you have the poem? You don't have the poem? The poem that she read at a National Book Festival gala back in October was not actually written by her husband, after all, even though it had been attributed to him by her. She didn't say who wrote the poem. But she did say to media whore number one, Tim Russert, a lot of people really believe that he did. Some woman from across the table said, you just don't know how great it is to have a husband who would write a poem for you. Now, how could anyone, who sent this, R.B. Ham sent this, how could anyone possibly think George the Dry Drunk wrote the poem? But, here's the poem. First of all, Pickles was addressing the National Book Festival gala, depending on what part of the country you're from. She was introduced, and she said, thank you, Dr. Billington, for your warm welcome, and many thanks to the Library of Congress for sponsoring the third National Book Festival. Blah, blah, blah. You know, President Bush, my husband is a great leader and husband, but I bet you didn't know he's also quite the poet. Upon returning home last night from my long trip, I found a lovely poem waiting for me. Normally, I wouldn't share something so personal, but since we're celebrating great writers, I can't resist. Dear Laura, roses are red, violets are blue. Oh, my lump in the bed, how I've missed you. Roses are redder, bluer am I, seeing you kissed by that charming French guy. The dogs and the cat, they miss you too. Barney's still mad you dropped him. He ate your shoe. Oh, that's so George Bush. The distance, my dear, has been such a barrier. Next time you want an adventure, just land on a carrier. But that sounded so George Bush. Well, Laura said it was from her husband. Now she tells media whore number one, Tim Russert, that... No. But she wouldn't say who wrote her the poem. That sounds like, if not Bush, then it sounds like Karl Rove, doesn't it? The dogs and the cat, they miss you too. Barney's still mad you dropped him. He ate your shoe. But can you imagine the pig man, the drug-addled, money-laundering pig man, going into absolute paroxysms of what? Fun? Rage? Had Hillary Clinton concocted such a story? What else we got here? Kathy, I don't think anybody's tuned in tonight. I think we ought to go home. You ready to go home? You want to? Can you call Detroit? I'm going to close my microphone so I don't say all those bad words. Can you call Detroit and tell them to put on a tape? Because I frankly, I don't know what happened. Either Tony Trupiano drove away our entire audience. No, he didn't do that? Okay. Or people are just having fun. It is Friday night. Or people are just exhausted, you know, from what?
People probably have forgotten that we were coming back tonight.
Well, that's even worse. But I think what we ought to do, since the holiday season has officially ended, and most of us made it through, it starts with Halloween, doesn't it? And comes all the way to January 2nd. So I tell you what, let's go to a commercial break here. And when we come back, we'll make a decision whether or not we should just go home. Because I don't think anybody is tuned in tonight at all.
All your charm is offered in your defense. If you're perfect and comfortable, come meet to a man. Are you perfectly comfortable going to war with a moral sanction against the law? Are you perfectly comfortable fighting the world? If you're perfectly comfortable, all that's been done, gaze at your door.
Hey, Chuck, welcome to Nebraska. How you doing, buddy?
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven, too, and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
My name is Rachel, and in 3 months, I dropped 41 pounds and four pant sizes.
My name is Linda. I went from 211 to 170 pounds in 13 weeks.
My name's Jen. I lost 51 pounds and 13 inches off my waist.
My name's Rose, and I lost 36 pounds on ultralipoline and dropped five sizes. Last night, I ate a chocolate cheesecake, and I felt no guilt.
I'm Dr. Sue Parker. I help people support healthy weight and cholesterol levels with ultralipoline.
I'm Catherine. And I was really skeptical until I lost 14 pounds without any heavy exercise. My cholesterol is lower. My doctor says I'm much healthier. I've got a flatter stomach, leaner thighs. And look, I mean, I'm walking down the beach without a towel around my waist.
Call now for your risk-free trial of ultralipoline at 1-800-865-8449. It's guaranteed. Call 1-800-865-8449. Lose 2 dress or pant sizes in just weeks. Call 1-800-865-8449. Call now, 1-800-865-8449.
Hey, what is it?
I realize I love you, but as long as you're with Jessica, there can never be anything between us.
Cass, there's no need to cry. Besides, I've got really great news.
You're leaving Jessica?
No. I just saved a load of money on my car insurance by switching to Geico. I saved. I thought that meant something to you.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
Show. Joining us now is Jason Campbell with the Christian Action Network.
Well, since 1991, the gay movement has gone down to Disney to do these gay days. You've had events where you've had Mickey Mouse with Goofy in sexual positions.
Ah! Homosexual movies are shown on the Disney transportation systems. And what kind of movies, for God's sake, do they show on these buses?
Triple X.
Oh, you're kidding.
If a child's riding beside one of the buses and looks up and says, Daddy, what is that on the television monitor? Right. It's going to be an embarrassing moment.
Oh, it'll be worse than embarrassing. The child will be scarred for life.
Right. That's what the homosexuals want.
Well, I know. They're after the kid. Now, the only thing I'm afraid of is somebody just tuned in the program and never heard the program before and just went, oh, Jesus, this guy is really a right-wing freak.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
It's not your father's talk radio. It's Mike Malloy.
Okay. I'm just kidding. Man. I'm just kidding. I really was. Bina emailed in, and Miguel, and who else? Jerry in Fresno, and our senior correspondent, and Diane, and Sharon, and Butch, and BDG in Winnipeg, who says, I would phone in, but I'm in Canada. Margie in Bakersfield, Gunner in San Diego, Reverend Debut, of course, Okay, I'm sorry. I just had a feeling that everybody was exhausted, and everybody said, "Well, the hell with this," you know. Oh, and our engineer called. Is he really? Kathy, this is John. In Detroit, is Mike really going to bail out? No, I'm just kidding. It was a bad joke, and I deeply apologize. Our Aurora, Illinois Bureau Chief is calling here. Marianne. Hey, Marianne.
Hey, Michael. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Well, pretty good, although I do know what you know about the exhausting part.
Uh-huh.
I mean, so it's like, but I think it's because of Al Gore's internet, we're getting maybe a little too much information.
Boy, it was just one thing after another over the past 10 days.
But I think it's been always one thing after another.
That's
always
true.
Of course, you know, about 10 years ago, I was giving out copies of Lawrence Welsh's book,
mm-hmm.
I believe it was Firewall.
Firewall about the Iran-Contra thing? Yeah,
and the whole little bit, the little hints about Marshall. I mean, even back then, I mean, all the key players in this administration were busy at work 20 years ago.
Weren't they?
Yeah, spinning the same plans. It's just that you didn't have the bandwidth.
Just like termites eating away at the foundation of the country. They were all there, only they had some extra. They had Oliver North. They had Faughn Hall.
Yes.
They had a bunch of people who are no longer chewing at the woodwork.
Yeah, but there's also kind of an awful truth that, you know, most people are malleable to dictatorships.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's probably what's exhausting me, is this, I just see all these little things being put in place, you know, the orange alerts, the people, the added security, the stealth signing of effectively Patriot 2. I mean, just bit by bit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even to scare people anymore. I think it's just to accustom us. You know, just like a frog in the water.
In the boiling water. Right? You raise the temperature gradually, and yeah, okay.
And it's, you know, Karl Rove. You know, as far as I'm concerned, 3 years ago, Karl Rove had all the information he needed.
Yes.
You know, the Supreme Court installs this guy, and
right.
There weren't millions out there protesting. During the inaugural parade.
That's all he needed.
It's hard to, like, you know, because I have to admit, even I during the Clinton years got a little, you know, sort of complacent, going, mm-hmm. Oh, well, maybe things are just kind of working itself out,
mm-hmm.
You know, maybe
yeah.
I was a little paranoid. And well,
boy, did we get a surprise.
I just abused of that pretty quick.
Yeah, very, very
so
quickly,
we have
yeah.
to learn how to be citizens again, and that's kind of hard, and it's going to be rough. Although, I had to say, when you mentioned Pat Robertson, it was so funny, because I just read that.
Yeah.
And it struck me about his admission, basically, that Bush has screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Pat Robertson is not smooth.
No, he's not.
And he's kind of a thug. And I've been watching him since I was babysitting as a teenager. It's really scary. I used to babysit for Christians, for fundamentalist Christians.
I babysat for Christians.
No, I used to watch him because I wanted to get to Tammy Faye, and because there was the PTL Club came after that.
Tammy Faye and Jim. Oh, my Lord.
What entertainment.
Weren't
you know?
Great?
So Pat Robertson just was kind of a little more boring those days.
Hey, Marianne, let me move on. Thanks for checking
okay.
in. I'm glad you're there, and I'll talk with you later.
Okay.
Take care, Marianne.
Things that the dad should do since you've been gone. Well, you really let us down. You may be
I would never use God to promote foreign policy decisions.
Here at home. And God may forgive you, but I won't. Yes, Jesus loves you, but I don't.
Didn't think you could still get union-made clothing in America? Well, think again. It's here, now, and just a mouse click away at www.nosweatshop.com, the world's first shopping mall that doesn't sell clothing made in sweatshops. At nosweatshop.com, there's jeans and oxfords, sweats and hoodies, fleece jackets and sports bras, caps, scarves, and more. You can get great quality, support good jobs, and pay a fair price. You can't stretch a buck any further than that. Nosweatshop.com. A better world is just a mouse click away.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
As the Earth's climate warms up, green might turn into brown in a lot of places. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. Plants use carbon dioxide in photosynthesis, and so plants could get a big boost from all the CO2 that we've added to the atmosphere by burning fossil fuels. But if plants get something good out of greenhouse gases and global warming, that extra benefit is not likely to last forever. Ron Nielsen is an ecologist with the U.S. Forest Service in Corvallis, Oregon. He worked with a team of researchers to study the impact of climate change on vegetation. Nielsen says global warming could put a lot of stress on plants at some point in the future, but early on, they might do just fine.
We've developed this hypothesis that we call early green up, later brown down, and that is that with a little bit of climate warming, a little bit of global warming, you get the benefits of elevated temperatures, longer growing season, some increased rainfall, and then some benefits from CO2 fertilization of crops and forests, well, ecosystems in general.
Nielsen says plants use water more efficiently when they have more carbon dioxide, but that benefit is lost when temperatures get too high. Then plants start losing water to evaporation from their leaves, and they suffer the stress of a drought. Nielsen says it's important to keep that in mind when people talk about how plants will do well with warmer weather and more carbon dioxide.
Early on, you may be lulled into complacency by an increased greenness of the planet and seeming benefit of global warming, only to have it suddenly flip around and go into a global browning.
Nielsen says one consequence of this global browning could be more wildfires as plants dry out and burn up. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
Animal Talk, helping you with your pets and talking to celebrities, like from The Cosby Show and the Dr. Dolittle movies, Raven Simone. Do you have any pets of your own?
I do. I have two chinchillas and I have a big Briard.
Do you train your dog?
I don't. I just give him love and take him out, so he better love me because I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So here you are, Charisse Dolittle, who talks to the animals, and you don't even train your own dog. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love. All they need is love.
Animal Talk, Saturdays and Sundays on the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. Some of you may be alarmed by subversive propaganda spread by that liberal media filter, Mike Malloy, who distorts the truth every weeknight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Rest assured, our sources at Fox News confirm that we have a fabulous, booming economy and enjoy daily glorious victories in the numerous fronts of the ongoing terror wars. And besides, any problems we're experiencing are all Clinton's fault. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Do you believe in truth? Are you tired of right-wing rhetoric? Here's Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. Hey, listen, I was kidding about the going home thing. It's an old trick. Sean sent me an email. I'm a big fan of work for the St. Pete Times here at night. Here being St. Petersburg, I would imagine. You have become a friend indeed to make my nights go by more easily. I hope you keep your website at least. I will do that. I hate the Bush crime family. I hate the way most Americans ignore this killer's actions in office. Although I do feel a lot safer with Saddam in captivity. Not. And assigned Sean Winchin. Is that how you say it? Wint? Jen? And the reason I'm saying is last night, P.S., if you could say my name, I'd appreciate it. I've told all my friends all over the country about you. Peace, Sean. All right, there you go, Sean. Winchin? Wint Jen. Thanks, Sean. Where were we? Oh, we were talking with our Aurora bureau chief, Marianne, and had to move on. I hope Marianne is not angry. Was that abrupt? Was I too abrupt on the end of that? I was, Kathy? Oh, God. Uh-oh. Marianne will forgive me, though. She's known me for a long time. She's a good person. She'll forgive. Dave is calling from San Francisco. Hey, Dave.
Yeah, hi, Mike. I hope you had a good holiday.
Yeah, I did. Very much.
Yeah, you know, I'm just looking at the press. Yahoo's got right on their front screen, their top news stories, and we've got Operation Iron Grip going on right now.
Iron Grip? Is that what it is? I thought it was Iron Hammer.
Well, you know, it's funny. I remember what was the horrible name that they came up with a couple of weeks ago, and it fit with this old Nazi. So God knows.
Wasn't Iron Hammer or Weapons of Steel or Death Clutch of Boron or something? I don't know. It was.
Yeah. Well, it was. It was whatever it was. It was a famous old Nazi. Plan. So it was the name of one, and so these are all indicative. And you know, if we're supposed to be coming up with some kinder and gentler Iraq, why do we keep showing up with these names of battle plans like Iron Grip? That doesn't really invoke any sense of calmness or the development of a democracy.
Yeah, but Dave, if we had things like Operation Buttercup, you know, would anybody take it seriously? Or Operation Cream Puff?
Yeah, well, you know, this news story that I'm referring to is headlined in Yahoo as USGI dies as copter is shot down in Iraq.
Oh.
And if you read, it gets right into the second paragraph where they're saying that the attackers who fired on U.S. forces after the crash were posing as journalists.
Yeah, I saw that on, I guess, Keith Olbermann's program tonight on MSNBC. Posing as journalists. Now, do you believe that, or is that just one more effort? One of the things Mary Ann was referring to is in her call. Is this just another example of Karl Rove needing to know all he knew the day after the Supreme Court declared George Bush the winner 3 years ago? And now it's to the point where they can say, well, these terrorists were disguised as journalists. Do you believe it?
Well, I just put it in the in my file under killing journalists. Or deaths of journalists,
there
and there
go.
Are quite a few of those. The bombing of Al Jazeera, three journalists killed. My God, there's just like layers of them here. Journalists found hanged, killing journalists.
They opened fire on the hotel in Baghdad.
Right. Yeah. So it's it sounds to me like maybe Iron Grip is not really. The kind of plan that they really want anybody to know about. So, they're going to keep the journalists in their kind of thrall like abused wives are. They'll beat them and then they'll pretend that they're not really being beaten. So, this is kind of interesting. I got Sam Donaldson the other day. He's got a little radio show back in D.C. And, he was so apologetic about the... He claims that journalists have much more integrity than to be beaten and stay silent about it. So it's pretty pitiful. But one other thing, while you were gone, Bush went out of his way to kick Iran when they were down. They've got this big earthquake out there. It's potentially killed 50,000 people. Mm-hmm. These people, Iran has not had a good time of it for many, many years. And, their resources are no doubt stretched pretty thin. So when Bush, days after the Iranian earthquake, the U.S. State Department had their normal press briefing.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember their PR guy came out and said, well, we don't have any comments today. I'll get right to questions. And so he was asked about Iran. And he absolutely gave no sympathy, no concept of, message of support to the poor Iranians that got killed in this whole thing, and went right to weapons of mass destruction. So it just fits right with their project for New American Century. That's number three, or is it number four on the list of the PNAC nations to invade?
Well, they are making progress. Dave, let me move on. All right.
Well, we'll continue to have a good year. This is progress is going on.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Yep. Appreciate your call. The Iranian earthquake. Another one of those stories that occurred. To us as a story, to them it's a life altering tragedy of biblical, you'll pardon the cliche, proportions. Another one of those events, horrific, mind-boggling, impossible to encompass in our thought processes, events. As Dave pointed out, as many as 30, 40, 50,000 people may wind up having been victims of this horrible thing. And the acceptance of aid from the United States, and not to minimize what they send the Fairfax, Virginia Fire Rescue Team or something, and a few other folks, not to minimize their efforts whatsoever, and medical supplies. But as Dave pointed out, the sort of smarmy sarcasm or lack of empathy or sympathy, not empathy, but sympathy, was noticeable. The Iranians, of course, refused help from Israel. That is understandable. It would have been understandable had they refused help from us. Remember, we were the ones in 1953 or 54 who overthrew their government and reinstalled the peacock throne, the Shah of Iran. We overthrew their government because we did not like the fact that the Iranians were going to nationalize their own oil. Right. Yeah. Even back then. Yeah. So it would be understandable if they had said, well, 50 years ago, you overthrew our government and installed your puppet. Get the hell out of here with your bandages and your Fairfax, Virginia Fire Department. We don't care. Go away. Awful, awful, awful situation in that country. Jerry is calling from Monterey, California. Hey, Jerry.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
Great. Happy New Year to you. You know, I had to call when I heard you might be taking the night off, and I said, no, you're what I live for at night. I got to listen to you.
No, I don't know. I guess I was just trying to provoke folks to phone in. I hate to listen to myself. I'd much rather hear you folks.
I can appreciate that.
All right.
Well, the reason I'm calling is you heard the news about Willie Nelson writing this new song.
Yeah, that criticizes, I didn't get the whole story. What is the story?
Well, I just heard about it today, and actually I did a Google, and I found the words to the song. He's going to be, supposedly, he's playing this tomorrow for the first time at the Kucinich fundraiser in Austin. And basically, it's a song he wrote over Christmas when he saw all these dead children on the television. And basically talks about going to war and babies dying and mothers crying and how much oil is one human life worth. That kind of surprised me.
Right, right.
And then he has a line in here about the bewildered herd is still following and still believing. And then he says, how much is a liar's word worth? Which I was really kind of pleased to see that.
Yeah. Willie Nelson has reason to hold in contempt the Bush administration. Because Willie Nelson, you know, he's a populist, he's a progressive, he's a dope smoker, he's a Democrat, he's had more than his share of troubles with IRS, like I have.
Right.
Certainly not on his level, though. I've had my problems with IRS and continue to have problems with IRS. But he is, he's the guy who came up with Farm Aid.
I remember that, I guess he also appeals to the same segment that, the NASCAR drivers are part of that group.
I hope he does appeal, and if he does, I hope they listen to his song.
Well, that's exactly it, because it's going to be tough to Dixie chick this guy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they can always say he's a drug user and a tax dodger. See, that's probably what they'll do. But you're right; it will be difficult to Dixie chick him because he is, by God, Willie Nelson.
Yeah, that's the truth, and they may try to do a Cheech and Chong, Chong's bongs on this guy,
True.
Find a way to nail him.
Jerry, thanks for checking in.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. Monterey, California. I spent a month there one night. God, great, great part of the country. Democrats.com, Bob Furtick and Ted Call. You can check this out by going to Democrats.com. The top Bush scandals of 2003, Part 1, Iraq. There have been so many that they've decided to break it into categories. And they're beginning with the mother of all scandals, Iraq. Democrats.com says Bush's invasion of Iraq may be the single greatest scandal in American history, thoroughly eclipsing such major scandals as Watergate and Teapot Dome and the Lewinsky affair. Not to Republicans, Bob and Ted, no. Sometime in the future, they write, historians will judge whether it marked the end of American democracy and the start of a totalitarian American empire. Yeah, well, we're going to determine that, guys, on November 2nd coming. I believe it's November 2nd coming. Below is a list of the top 20 Iraq War scandals. For a fuller description of each item, visit Democrats.com. All right, check them out. Number one, Bush's big lie, Iraqi weapons of mass destruction. Number two, approaching 500 dead soldiers, U.S., thousands of dead Iraqis, and $166 billion in 2003 alone. Number three, the treasonous outing of Valerie Plame. Number four, creating an empire. Number five, principal war crime, aggressive war. Number six, additional war crimes, deaths of civilians and journalists. Number seven, the ongoing plan to brainwash Americans. Number eight, lying to Congress. Number nine, politically manipulating intelligence. Number 10, recklessly endangering soldiers' lives. Number 11, treating our soldiers with contempt. Number 12, badly weakening the military. Number 13, creating worldwide contempt for the United States. Number 14, increasing the threat of terrorism. 15, the hiring of murderers and the training of assassins. 16, the destruction of priceless antiquities. 17, war profiteering. 18, cover-up of Cheney's Energy Task Force. 19, all the hoaxes, Jessica Lynch, Mission Accomplished, the Air Force One sighting, and the Decoration Turkey. And number 20, Bush's madness. Pat Robertson, though, says that God tells him that George is the anointed one. God likes George Bush. God is going to make sure that George Bush... How did Pat put it? What did he say, Kathy? He said, not in a landslide, but hands down, what was the expression? You just don't picture God using slang language, do you? Huh? Hey, Pat, chill, baby. Like, what's happening? You just don't expect God to talk that way, do you? A blowout, that's right. God told Pat that the election in November is going to be a blowout. Sick bastards. Where are we? Speaking of God, let's take Luke. Luke is calling from Knoxville, Tennessee. Hey, Luke.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
All righty. No, the one thing I was going to talk about tonight, you covered in that in the list of 20 there,
yeah,
was this whole thing with Ashcroft, now in the Valerie Plame story. Now, there's two things I saw today. Both of them are pretty important. One was the story at the Washington Post, the Mike Allen story today, where we see the new line of defense is, well, it's not a crime if they didn't know she was a fake. But, of course, they were calling her an operative,
right,
which is a word for a spy.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other one was the thing over at Josh Marshall's Talking Points, where he was talking about, said everybody was really coming out saying this new guy that's taken Ashcroft's place is a real go-getter and all that. And he said, wait a minute. And then he put on there a link to a story from, like, 94. It was the description they had of a fellow named Ken Starr when he first started. It was like he's an apolitical kind of guy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so don't be in any hurry to everybody be heaping praise on this guy.
No, Patrick Fitzgerald, I noticed that the Associated Press is already referring to him as a special prosecutor. He is not a special prosecutor. He's another suck boy for John Ashcroft. I don't know. He's the one that just brought the indictment against former Governor Ryan, who happens to be a Republican. But hell, I could have brought an indictment against Ryan. I mean, Jesus, this guy, they've been investigating him now for what, 9 years, 8 years, whatever it's been, 6 years. This guy was a thug, although, like I said, a couple of weeks ago, he also stopped executions in Illinois. But regarding his political crimes, you know, George Ryan has been committing political crimes for 6 years. How hard is it to bring an indictment against him? But so I don't know. I don't think anything truthful is going to come out of it. What they need is a special prosecutor.
Well, the thing is, isn't it amazing how he waited 3 months now?
Well,
six months if you go back to June.
That's so the Oliver North shredding machine could destroy all the evidence.
Well, that and try to push it back as far as you can so that, oh, by the way, we aren't going to be able to get to this till, November 6th, 7th?
Luke, got a boogie. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Appreciate your call.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinnable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly Magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glastras, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817, the Washington Monthly.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
If you think people are more important than corporations, you need to see The Progressive Populist. Twice a month, we feature columnists such as Jim Hightower, Molly Ivins, and other plutocrat pluckers from around the country. We'll send you a free sample copy if you'll call us toll-free 1-800-205-7067 or see our website at populist.com. That's 1-800-205-7067 or populist.com for The Progressive Populist, the newspaper for Main Street USA.
My name is Rachel, and in 3 months, I dropped 41 pounds and four pant sizes.
My name is Linda. I went from 211 to 170 pounds in 13 weeks.
My name's Jen. I lost 51 pounds and 13 inches off my waist.
My name's Rose, and I lost 36 pounds on ultralipoline and dropped five sizes. Last night, I ate a chocolate cheesecake, and I felt no guilt.
I'm Dr. Sue Parker. I help people support healthy weight and cholesterol levels with ultralipoline.
I'm Catherine. And I was really skeptical until I lost 14 pounds without any heavy exercise. My cholesterol's lower. My doctor says I'm much healthier. I've got a flatter stomach, leaner thighs. And look, I mean, I'm walking down the beach without a towel around my waist.
Call now for your risk-free trial of ultralipoline at 1-800-865-8449. It's guaranteed. Call 1-800-865-8449. Lose 2 dress or pant sizes in just weeks. Call 1-800-865-8449. Call now 1-800-865-8449.
Hi, this is Bobby Likas, host of Bobby Likas Car Clinic, inviting you to join me Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern here on IE America Radio Network. People love to talk cars, and local sponsors know that. But IE America Radio has other shows as well. Shows that your listeners will love, that will attract local sponsors, and shows that will set your station above the rest. Go to IEAmericaRadio.com and take a look and listen for yourself to see what's available. That's IEAmericaRadio.com.
Animal Talk, your animalogical super information highway about pets. Every Saturday and Sunday, we take your calls, help you with your pets, give away some prizes, and talk to celebrities, like, from Eight Is Enough, Dick Van Patten.
I've been listening to your show. It's fascinating. It's very interesting.
We're nuts, aren't we?
I can see why people would call you up. You really know what you're talking about. It's terrific. Very, very informative.
Uh-oh, we got him on the wrong channel. Animal Talk, Saturday noon to 2, Sunday 7 to 9 p.m. on the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. It seems that some of our otherwise upstanding citizens are listening to the Mike Malloy Show at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Surely you can find a more patriotic and productive use of your evening hours. For example, organizing neighborhood watch parties to search for the terrorists who are certain to be lurking in your playgrounds and possibly hiding dangerous weapons of mass destruction in your victory gardens. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Animal Talk, your animalogical super information highway about pets. Every Saturday and Sunday, we take your calls, help you with your pets, give away some prizes, and talk to celebrities, like, from Eight Is Enough, Dick Van Patten.
I've been listening to your show. It's fascinating. It's very interesting.
We're nuts, aren't we?
I can see why people would call you up. You really know what you're talking about. It's terrific. Very, very informative.
Uh-oh, we got him on the wrong channel.
Animal Talk, Saturday noon to 2, Sunday, 7 to 9 p.m. on the IE America Radio Network.
I'd like to know who leaked. If anybody's got any information, they ought to take it to the Justice Department.
Yeah.
So we can find out the leaker.
Yeah. Take it to the Justice Department. That'll work. God, I hate these people.
Have I mentioned yet this year how much I hate these people?
Glenn is calling from Lake Geneva. Hey, Glenn.
Hey, I think I'm the very first one to hear you say that.
I think
year.
You are. I think you were, since it's only, I've got one listener tonight.
Yeah. Thanks very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I told Kathy, I asked her if she's changing your diet to calm you down. I would have expected a long rant with an empty phone bank.
Well, actually, being off for 9 days, I kind of forgot when we came in the studio tonight. I looked at her and said, why are we here? You know, what is this place? You know how you tend to, it's like any job where there's a lot of noise and machinery pounding. I worked in a factory one time, and the noise was so overwhelming that I it's hard to explain, but I wound up in talk radio, and it's about the same thing.
Well, it was 61 degrees here today, so I figured I'd better take a ride into town and make sure there wasn't an orange glow on the horizon.
That's Lake Geneva, Wisconsin?
Probably been there when you were in Chicago.
I think we did go to Lake Geneva one time. Yeah, that's where you have the canoe rides and stuff.
Yes, and all Republicans.
Yeah, and all Republicans, that's right. It's kind of like a Branson, Missouri of the North.
I would say that's probably about true.
Yeah, yeah.
Except the entertainment is the Republicans themselves.
That very, very much so. Just to watch them feed is a real treat.
Well, usually I burn CDs and I take you and Hartman into the car with me.
Yeah.
Because there's no radio stations around here, of course, that would carry you.
Right.
Instead of listening to the CD, I heard something on public radio.
Yeah.
And there was some professor on there talking about masculinity and war and how the concept has changed over the years. And hand-to-hand combat, he noted, isn't particularly being done much anymore. It's all push-button stuff.
Right.
And some irate caller points out, he sounded fairly intelligent, and he's an ex-military man, and he said something about, well, I wouldn't say that 300 deaths in Iraq is indicative of not hand-to-hand combat. And I'm thinking to myself, well, isn't it more like 500? And when was the last time you were listening to anything?
I know. These Republicans, I just want to beat them into the ground. Hey, do you want to hold on a second, Glenn?
Sure.
All right, I'll put you on hold. We'll come back to you. You all probably noticed, I'm trying to keep the calls a little bit shorter so we can get more of you folks on. But we have to break here, so we're going to ask Glenn to hang on and come back right after the break. Do stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network, copyright 2003. My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush with an important public service announcement about sleep deprivation. Many of you are not obtaining the 10 hours of nightly sleep necessary for true patriotic Americans like my husband Georgie because you're staying awake to listen to the Mike Malloy Show from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. This dangerous behavior puts you at risk of daytime blackouts, diminished worker productivity, ghastly hallucinations, and erectile dysfunction. So when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Yes, I'm calling about about the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off...
Why?
...is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, on IE America Radio Network.
This is the IE America Radio Network News Break, your significant news source.
This is Don Waller in New York.
Six cases of mistaken identity were behind the pre-Christmas grounding of six Air France flights between Paris and Los Angeles over terrorism fears, a police official said Friday. The names of six passengers sounded familiar to those of terrorist suspects provided by the FBI, prompting the French government to ground the planes, an official said, on the condition of anonymity. One turned out to be a 5-year-old child, and another was a prominent Egyptian scientist, he said. The Wall Street Journal also said the two other suspected terrorists turned out to be an elderly Chinese woman and a Welsh insurance agent. As they prepare to increase their role in Iraq, including more combat duty, soldiers with the Army National Guard and Army Reserve are already experiencing a bigger share of U.S. military deaths there. Of the 39 deaths in December in Iraq for which the Pentagon has released the victims' names, 10 were citizen soldiers, according to an Associated Press review of the Pentagon reports. That is up from 14% in November, the deadliest month of the war, with 81 American deaths. There actually were 40 reported deaths in December, but one soldier's name and affiliation have not been released. Overall, since the start of hostilities last March, 14% of all U.S. military deaths have been members of the Army Guard or Reserve. The Army says it's had 68 reservists killed so far, compared with 9 reservists among the Marines, 2 in the Navy, and 1 in the Air Force. After separating from the pack as the only Democratic presidential candidate to give Howard Dean a late-year run for the money, Wesley Clark is mapping his final sprint to become the Democrats' alternative to Dean. Clark, a retired general, said in a statement issued Thursday that he is the candidate best able to stand up to George W. Bush and win the debate about who will best be able to make our country more secure over the next 4 years. Bush had a 67-21% lead over... Bush had a 67% to 21% lead over Dean on who people trust more to handle national security, according to a mid-December ABC Washington Post poll. More news after this.
Sting for VH1 Save the Music.
When children learn music, they learn to think in a different way. Studies have shown that it helps them to do better work in other subjects. So make sure your kids learn music. They'll learn much more than how to carry a tune.
School music programs are in trouble. Help VH1 save the music in our public schools. Please call toll-free 1-888-VH1-4MUSIC.
VH1 Save the Music, because music education equals brain power.
In its annual compilation of language irritants, Lake Superior State University singled out 17 words and phrases that it says ought to be banned. Metrosexual topped the list, which included the words punked, bling bling, and embedded, and the phrases smoking gun, shock and awe, shots rang out, ripped from the headlines, in harm's way, and sanitary landfill. This is Don Waller in New York.
This has been the IE America Radio Network News Break, produced by TakeBackTheMedia.com. For more information, visit IEAmericaRadio.com or TakeBackTheMedia.com.
Hey, what is it?
I realize I love you, but as long as you're with Jessica, there can never be anything between us.
Cassie, there's no need to cry. Besides, I've got really great news.
You're leaving Jessica?
No. I just saved a load of money on my car insurance by switching to Geico. I saved. I thought that meant something to you.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
An old English nursery rhyme goes, they hang the man and flog the woman that steal the goose from off the common, but let the greater villain loose that steals the common from the goose. It's receiving remarkably little media attention, but the corporate villains are loose, stealing the commons from you and me. And now they're trying to plunder the most essential public resource we have, our water. There's an ignoble global water grab underway. In our country and throughout the world, a handful of conglomerates are moving rapidly to turn this necessity of life into just another commodity for traders and speculators, a private plaything for personal profiteering. And if you're xenophobic, get ready to have your brain explode. The big three water grabbers are foreigners. Mon Dieu, Bubba! Two are French conglomerates and the other is German. And they've already grabbed the water systems of Houston, Indianapolis, Lexington, Jersey City, Milwaukee, Washington, D.C., and dozens of other cities. While the promise of water privatization has been golden, the delivery has been leaden. In city after city that has succumbed to the corporate promises, locals have seen their monthly bills skyrocket, services sink, water quality stink, and democratic control evaporate. As a result, water wars have broken out all across America as folks are organizing, petitioning, and holding referendums to stop the corporate heist of their water supply. And Atlanta, Jacksonville, and other places that had previously privatized have gotten so fed up with the result that they've dumped the corporate hustlers and taken back public control of their water. But beware, for the corporations are trying to get Congress to force your city to consider privatizing your water supply or be denied federal funding for water improvements. This is Jim Hightower saying, don't let them steal this most precious part of our commons. To fight the water profiteers, call Public Citizen 202-546-4996.
Tia Carrera is on the front in Playboy. I think what you have done is give a little more license to people who have a few more years on them.
Probably. A few more years on them.
Well,
a few more years on them.
No. I'm talking about now.
Like the tread on a tire.
Well, never mind. I can't make it better.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Here, right now, Mike Malloy.
The words that I remember from my childhood still are true. That there's none so blind as those who will not see.
Welcome back. 7:30 past the hour. A Bush 2003 year in review, kind of sorted a little bit later in the program. How long does that run, Kathy? 6 minutes. Ooh, okay. When do you want to do it? Next hour. Okay. Stick around for that, y'all. All right, we were talking to Glenn in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Glenn, thanks for holding on. Go ahead, wrap it up for me.
Oh, okay. So here's my idea. I want to have stickers printed up, all different sizes. And every time that I walk around somewhere and see a Bush Cheney or a Bush Giuliani, whatever the case may be, sign.
Wait a minute, Bush Giuliani.
Well, don't you think that's a possibility that they might just tuck Cheney away?
I had not even heard that suggestion. That's a good one.
Well, Hartman came up with that one a while back, but I thought of it too.
Okay. Well, I should pay more attention to my colleague Tom Hartman again. Bush Giuliani, I'll be damned. All right.
He figures there's going to be a big October surprise, and I guess we all know there will be one, and that could be one possibility.
It'll either be that or another bombing in the United States.
Well, maybe we'll attack Syria, or maybe we'll get attacked.
All right, now you're going to take these various size stickers.
Yes, okay. And wherever I see a sign, I'll slap a sticker on there.
Right.
And the sticker is just simply going to say, thanks for not paying attention. Being that the whole country is just simply too busy trying to make ends meet to know what's going on.
Yeah, that's true.
That way you can walk and the sign's already made for you. Bush Cheney 04, thanks for not paying attention.
That's a good one. Thank you, Glenn.
So let's try that.
All right, sir.
Okay, so long.
Appreciate you checking in. Not so long. That sounds like we're going to not talk for a long time. I want to get to the Hello. I want to get to the story about so-called mad cow, but we'll get to that in a second. When that story broke, let me just say this, and then I'm coming right to you, Rob, in Midland, Michigan. When that story broke about the mad cow thing, we were over in South Carolina, right, Kathy? I think we were visiting my son and his girlfriend and Katie. And all I could think of, immediately, Ann Veneman, who is a whore for the cattle industry anyway, Department of Agriculture sends out all their top guns, screaming and screeching and pawing the ground, saying, "Hey, hey, 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 it's okay. Hey, 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 stop it. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay." Remember what they did to Canada when Canada had one mad cow? Remember what they did to beef from the UK? When you remember, hey, it's okay. And all of a sudden, Ann Veneman, well, I'll get to the story in a second. It's just a very weird story. But Rob is calling from Midland, Michigan. Hey, Rob.
Hello. Happy New Year to you, Mike, and Kathy
you,
as well.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, I caught something earlier today on local television.
Yeah, I got the story that you emailed in.
Yeah.
And what is this now? It says, this is from the Saginaw News. It says, as the class comes to order, the teacher poses a question. Class, in what Bible book will you find the familiar phrase, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth"? And then it goes on to say that the Frankenmuth Board of Education, that sounds like a beer, but the Frankenmuth Board of Education will consider offering a high school religion class emphasizing the Bible's role in history and literature. And there's going to be a meeting January 12th at the Rittmuller Middle School where they're going to take up this issue of Bible and history and literature. You know, when I was in high school, we used to study about religion. But when we studied about religion, it contained articles and stories about Islam, Christianity, Judaism, and Hinduism. And but this is not what they have in mind, is it, Rob?
Right. That's what bothers me more than anything is if they want to make it across the board, like you just said.
Right. About religion. Religion.
This is one agenda. And this is a public school system.
Doesn't mean a thing, Rob.
Yeah, well, it's a hidden agenda as far as I'm concerned.
I wonder if they're going to be honest and say in their religion class, in their class in the Christian religion, are they going to be honest and say at some point in the course, do you children understand how many people we have put to the sword in the name of Jesus H. Christ? How many people's heads we have lopped off? How many people we have eviscerated? How many people we tortured? How many people we condemned? How many indigenous cultures we polluted and destroyed? All in the name of Jesus Christ! You think they're going to be that honest?
I don't think so, but you know, it would be nice if they would show that side as well, and they could if they wanted to, We don't want to present the other religions. Well, they could present the negative sides of those as well and make it an all-around
picture of
everything.
Sure, show how much blood has been spilled by Islamic fundamentalists. Mm-hmm. Show the fanaticism of Hindu fundamentalists. I can't really say Jewish fundamentalists are fanatics, but they are certain elements.
Pretty passive, aren't they, pretty much?
Say it again.
I want to say, and I don't mean it as an insult at all, but I think Jewish folks tend to be more passive. They're not usually really aggressive on selling their brand of religion to other people.
I think that would probably be acceptable. A lot of people are going to say, what about the Israelis? We're not talking about the Israelis. We're talking about the Jewish faith. But
right. When
you take a look at Islam, Christianity, Hinduism, and I'm sure there are a couple of more, but those are the three that immediately come to mind. They have made this earth waist deep in blood because of their psychosis, this religious psychosis. It's terrible. And I wonder if they're going to have a course in atheism. A lot of people have said, well, atheism's a religion. It's a religion. Okay. Humanism's a religion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fine. Let's have a course in. Oh, never mind.
Hey, Kit, before you go, I just wanted to say I'm glad you and Kathy are back, and I know you were I was pretty sure you were joking around, but I tried calling. The lines were jammed by the time I got through when you you know, at the beginning of the hour.
Well, like I say, unless I'm really incensed or high on rage, I hate to listen to myself talk. I'd much rather hear folks.
Well, you know what though? I can't speak for anybody else but me, but I do enjoy hearing you talk.
Well,
I very much so, and I've missed hearing you. So.
Well, thanks, Rob.
Glad you're back. Thanks.
All right, Rob, take care. Take care, Rob. Who's on line five? Jesus? Oh, come on, Kathy. All right. This is Jesus calling from heaven?
Hey, Mike. Want to clear up some things about this Pat Robertson rumor. He keeps doing this. He said this back in 88 that I was showing up to him. Look.
Yeah.
Let me clear some things up for you.
Well, wait a second. Are you Jesus or are you Jesus?
I'm Jesus.
Jesus, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm trying to clear some things up here.
Okay, go ahead.
Because my dad, when he comes down in corporeal form, he likes to have a few drinks.
Yeah.
And whenever he gets drunk, he gets a little infantile.
Does
he? He likes pulling crank calls on people.
I see. God does this.
And he was crank calling. The problem is that I keep trying to remind him, but he forgets it every time he gets drunk.
Yeah, and he calls
the
Robertson.
The religious right doesn't have any sense of humor.
I gotcha.
And every time he makes a mess, he did this thing, you know, with the wrath of God thing in the beginning of time and all this stuff.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. Yeah.
Then he has to send me behind him to clean up the mess.
He did indeed. And you didn't have a real good time down here either, did you?
No, I didn't. People get messages confused. Nobody. It was really not part of the plan, the crucifixion thing.
Yeah.
I didn't enjoy that at all.
I wouldn't think. From what I've seen, artist renditions of it looked pretty miserable.
It was absolutely terrible.
I bet the flies were hell. That's kind of a joke, but you know.
The flies are terrible, and then all the killing done in my name. You were talking about that earlier. That's.
Mm-hmm. So let me get this straight. Pat Robertson, so your dad has a few, the tequila or something. I don't know what. I have no idea.
We visited New Orleans.
You visit New Orleans.
Down and have a few hurricanes at Pat O'Brien.
I got you. And then your dad picks up the phone and calls Pat Robertson, or does he tell him?
He picks up the phone. Well, he doesn't really need to pick up a phone. He just sort of like.
Well, just figure a speech.
Right. He just makes it happen.
He gets right into Pat's head. I understand.
Right. And he's joking with Pat Robertson playing a joke on him.
Yeah,
he's laughing, getting a kick out of it. Pat took it seriously.
I got you. So
he didn't really mean the blowout thing. He actually thinks it's going to be a tight one again. He doesn't really try to intervene in these things because he believes that human beings are supposed to be responsible enough to vote and make wise decisions.
Sure.
And if you do Bush again, then we're going to have to bring the hammer down because we're tired of this guy.
Uh-oh. Are you talking about, like, the end of everything?
No, end of time thing. We don't like the end of days things. I mean, that another joke taken too seriously by the religious right.
I see. So, but what do you mean? You're going to have to bring the hammer down if
we're going to have to perform a few miracles and let people know that things are supposed to turn out differently. And, some nice flashes of light is what we're not real creative.
Yeah.
We got flashes of light playing so far.
Flashes of light. Can I make a suggestion? I hate to be forward or disrespectful, but perhaps you and your father might, who art in heaven, might consider turning, if Bush does steal the office again, can you turn him into a rodent of some sort?
Well, actually, we have a kicker for this. Okay,
if he
does it again, this is going to be really cool.
All right.
He's going to turn into a Martian.
A Martian.
Uh-huh. Well, you see, we've been pulling a joke on you. Know why the Beagle, the British?
The thing got lost up on Mars, yeah.
It got lost in the probe before that. It got lost, and they keep getting lost.
Yes, they do.
Well, actually, this is a joke we're pulling on.
It's a joke?
You see, there really is life on Mars.
Okay.
But we can't let you know about it right now because that's going to be like the real big unveiling.
Okay, well, don't give away everything here on this program.
No, I can't do that. I won't do that. But we got this planned. We're going to let you know about it. But anyway, the thing is, and you got to understand, we really are not conservatives.
Yeah.
Okay. When we wrote "Thou Shalt Not Kill," we did not give any kind of exceptions and like go to wars or anything in my name or anything like that. That's not true.
I understand.
And it kind of angers us, but right now we're just sort of in a chilling out mood because, you know, we were here from in New Orleans. We were in New Orleans for the New Year's Eve, and we're going to stay through the big bowl game and everything else.
I got it.
Scott and I kind of like football a little bit.
Hey, Jesus, I hate to be
I know. You got to have other callers. I saw that coming because I'm psychic, and I'm Jesus, and I knew that you'd have to let
That's
me
right.
go.
Commercial break. Hey, listen, thanks. By the way, how are the hands? Everything healing okay?
It's gone, but, you know, you ever get that tingle around an old wound?
No, not me. I've never been wounded. Jesus, thanks for checking in. I hope to hear from you again sometime. Not too soon, though.
I only ask things I'd ask any superstar. What is it that you have got that puts you where you are? I am waiting. Yes, I'm a captive fan. I'm dying to be shown that you are not just any man. So if you are the Christ, yes, the great Jesus Christ.
Welcome and good evening. Soon, one of these lucky ladies will be crowned Miss Kumquat of Monroe County. The envelope, please. Miss Debbie Andrews. I have good news.
I can't believe I won.
You didn't.
Huh?
I just saved a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
My name is Rachel, and in 3 months, I dropped 41 pounds and 4 pant sizes.
My name is Linda. I went from 211 to 170 pounds in 13 weeks.
My name's Jen. I lost 51 pounds and 13 inches off my waist.
My name's Rose, and I lost 36 pounds on ultralipoline and dropped 5 sizes. Last night, I ate a chocolate cheesecake, and I felt no guilt.
I'm Dr. Sue Parker. I help people support healthy weight and cholesterol levels with ultralipoline.
I'm Catherine. And I was really skeptical until I lost 14 pounds without any heavy exercise. My cholesterol is lower. My doctor says I'm much healthier. I've got a flatter stomach, leaner thighs. And look, I mean, I'm walking down the beach without a towel around my waist.
Call now for your risk-free trial of ultralipoline at 1-800-865-8449. It's guaranteed. Call 1-800-865-8449. Lose 2 dress or pant sizes in just weeks. Call 1-800-865-8449. Call now 1-800-865-8449.
What does most political talk radio sound like?
Good morning and welcome to my show. I'm fine. Thanks for asking.
A little self-centered.
We're not going to take any calls right now because I want to talk. Remember, the show was at its best when it's more me and less of you.
Not very listener friendly.
We're talking about all the progress we've made in Iraq. Tom and Seattle, you're on the air. Make it quick.
Yeah, I don't really agree with what you said about...
And I don't agree with you calling my show. Let's get it clear, people. If you don't agree with me, then you must be a communist.
A little one-sided.
The fact is that the Dixie Chicks should be sent to Iraq to live in a Hey, with Osama. Jeff in California, you're on the air. Make it quick.
I have a comment on how the U.S. has completely forgotten about Osama bin Laden.
No, you don't have a comment, Jeff. But what you do have is the privilege to listen to my show. And you're abusing it. And I am offended.
All around bad radio.
Says you.
But there is an alternative.
What?
You can get the best in progressive talk radio on the only progressive talk radio network there is, IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to ieamericaradio.com.
You'll be back.
No, they won't.
Yes, they will.
Get out of here.
Don't touch me.
Yeah.
I'm Michael.
I'm Ellen.
And we're the Cooking Couple.
Join us every Sunday from noon to 2 Eastern Time right here for the Cooking Couple Show.
Where we serve you food with attitude plus a heaping helping of humor. It's all about food, family, and fun.
So tune in every Sunday from noon to 2 for nutrition, fitness, innovative products, consumer tips, and entertainment options for the whole family.
It's the Cooking Couple Show. And when the Cooking Couple cook, we do it on all four burners.
It's food with attitude.
Chop suey, chow mein, young one, tofu, and you.
You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy.
If I could learn and be complete, 24 past the hour, I want to talk about this and get you involved in this mad cow thing. Mad cow. First of all, some statistics for you. Victor sent this to me. From 1960 to 1985, just to 1985, 20 years ago, over 40% of the Central American rainforests were destroyed to create grazing land for cattle. The U.S. began importing 100,000 tons of beef from Central America each year. It takes 23 gallons of water to produce a pound of tomatoes, but it takes 5,000 gallons of water to produce a pound of beef. 1 acre of land can produce 20,000 pounds of potatoes, but 1 acre of land can produce 165 pounds of beef. The U.S. cattle industry produces 158 million tons of waste per year. Now, when they say the U.S. cattle industry produces 158 million tons of waste per year, what sort of waste do you think they're talking about? That's right. Livestock production is the number one cause of water pollution in the United States. 22 million acres of land have become unusable due to desertification, and 85% of that topsoil loss in the United States is a result of livestock production. It takes 1 pound of grain to make 1 pound of bread. It takes 20 pounds of grain to make 1 pound of beef. The countries with the diets highest in animal products, like beef, are also the countries with the highest rates of cancer, heart disease, diabetes, osteoporosis, and on and on. 80% of U.S. Department of Agriculture chicken inspectors no longer eat chicken. Well, that's understandable. 50% of men who eat meat regularly die of heart disease. 4% of men who eat no animal products die of heart disease. And there's more here. Thanks, Victor. A lot of good stuff. I'm not sure. Victor did not source this, but yes, he did. It's from the album Everything is Wrong that came out about 5 years ago. Thanks, Victor. Now, Ann Veneman and her staff, all of them paid prostitutes for the, most of them for the cow industry. Is this not just insane? Is this story just not, I mean, totally, totally crazy? All of these people were warned by a guy named Dr. Stanley Prusiner. I guess that's how you pronounce it. A neurologist at the University of California at San Francisco. He's the guy who identified those brain-destroying proteins called prions that scientists believe are the either the cause of or the trigger for so-called mad cow disease. He back in May. Well, first of all, this guy, Dr. Prusiner, spoke over the years. This was in the New York Times on Christmas. He spoke over the years of the need to increase testing and safety measures. Did you know the tens of thousands of cows, so-called downer cows? I never heard that term, downer cow. I know when I was, you know, years ago, downers were something that you took to kind of chill out. But when I saw those cows on television, Oh, my God. Falling down stuff. The ones that they were putting into the wagon to take to the slaughterhouse, and they were using a forklift to get the damn thing up? I didn't know that's what we were eating, did you? More in a minute. Let me take a break here. I'll be right back. I have to go to the bathroom.
Chowlin' up if I wanted more. As he was dialing up his buddy at the old pet store, I said, not today, I lost my appetite. There's two cats in my belly and they want to fight. I was sucking on a rolling in a Tums or two. Well, I swear I heard his new voice, and that is when I knew. There's a cat in the kettle at the Peking Moon. I think I gotta stop eating there at noon. They say that it's people fish or pork.
Didn't think you could still get union-made clothing in America? Well, think again. It's here, now, and just a mouse click away at www.nosweatshop.com, the world's first shopping mall that doesn't sell clothing made in sweatshops. At nosweatshop.com, there's jeans and oxfords, sweats and hoodies, fleece jackets and sports bras, caps, scarves, and more. You can get great quality, support good jobs, and pay a fair price. You can't stretch a buck any further than that. Nosweatshop.com. A better world is just a mouse click away.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
As the Earth's climate warms up, green might turn into brown in a lot of places. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. Plants use carbon dioxide in photosynthesis, and so plants could get a big boost from all the CO2 that we've added to the atmosphere by burning fossil fuels. But if plants get something good out of greenhouse gases and global warming, that extra benefit is not likely to last forever. Ron Nielsen is an ecologist with the U.S. Forest Service in Corvallis, Oregon. He worked with a team of researchers to study the impact of climate change on vegetation. Nielsen says global warming could put a lot of stress on plants at some point in the future, but early on, they might do just fine.
We've developed this hypothesis that we call early green up, later brown down, and that is that with a little bit of climate warming, a little bit of global warming, you get the benefits of elevated temperatures, longer growing season, some increased rainfall, and then some benefits from CO2 fertilization of crops and forests, well, ecosystems in general.
Nielsen says plants use water more efficiently when they have more carbon dioxide, but that benefit is lost when temperatures get too high. Then plants start losing water to evaporation from their leaves, and they suffer the stress of a drought. Nielsen says it's important to keep that in mind when people talk about how plants will do well with warmer weather and more carbon dioxide.
Early on, you may be lulled into complacency by an increased greenness of the planet and seeming benefit of global warming, only to have it suddenly flip around and go into a global browning.
Nielsen says one consequence of this global browning could be more wildfires as plants dry out and burn up. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
Anaconda.
Budgie.
Camel.
Dick Dick.
Emu.
Frog.
Gopher.
Hyena.
Iguana.
Jaguar.
Cuda Mundi.
Llama.
Minx.
Animal
Narwhal.
Talk. We talk Oscar. About what you do to your animals and what your animals do to you. Mark, Donna, and Dr. Brad answer all your animal questions from A to Z. Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Ostrich.
Penguin.
Whale.
Rooster.
Seal.
Tortoise.
Zebra.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Picklesbush with a helpful hint to resist the wicked and shameful addiction that causes some of our otherwise mentally healthy citizens to tune into the Mike Malloy Show weeknights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I suggest that you recovering Malloy listeners spend these 3 hours simply standing in your yards, saluting the flags on your houses, apartments, or trailers, or whatever you little people live in. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Hey, conservatives, here comes your worst nightmare. It's Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. Dr. Prusiner, is that how you say his name, Kathy? Dr. Prusiner, neurologist, University of California, San Francisco, has been trying. He's the one who discovered or identified, I guess would be the more proper way of putting it, the prions, these things that are neither alive nor dead. They're not bacteria. They're not viruses. They're some sort of life form probably created at Lawrence Livermore and released into the environment. But they're these this form of life, if they are life, they're more like crystals, but I guess crystals are alive. Anyway, he discovered them. They are the cause or the active ingredient or whatever the proper word is where it concerns Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease in humans and the so-called mad cow disease in animals. 6 weeks ago, Dr. Prusiner, who won the 1997 Nobel Prize in Medicine for his work on these things called prions. Did you hear me? The 1997 Nobel Prize in Medicine. he asked for a meeting several months ago. He asked for a meeting with Ann Veneman, the Secretary of Agriculture. He was told to get lost. Well, I don't know if he was told to get lost, but that's the end result. He was told no. So he said in an interview with The Times yesterday, a week ago, that he finally ran into Karl Rove and asked Karl Rove, can you get me in to see Ann Veneman? So Karl Rove did get him in. So Dr. Prusiner went to Ann Veneman's office with a message. He says, quote, I went to tell her that what happened in Canada was going to happen in the United States. I told her it was just a matter of time. Ms. Veneman's response left him frustrated. Dr. Prusiner says Ann Veneman did not share his sense of urgency. Well, why not? You know, this woman is supposed to be the Secretary of Agriculture. Now, what's the Secretary of Agriculture supposed to do? In the Bush administration, what that person is supposed to do is to make sure there are no rules and regulations on these massive factory farms. It has nothing to do with agriculture. It has to do with these factory farms where animals are manufactured. And what Ann Veneman's job is to make sure that there are no pesky regulations, none, in the way of the factory farms, so-called, the manufactured beef that you and I put in our mouths and our gullets and our guts. Now, there's a woman named Elisa Harrison. According to the New York Times today, Ms. Harrison has worked tirelessly for the past 2 weeks to spread the message that bovine spongiform encephalopathy, oh, BSE. BSE is not a risk to American consumers. No, of course not. Why would it be? It just turns your brain to mush. But it doesn't happen for 10 or 12, 15 years, so don't worry about it. Besides, you have to eat the spine. Anyway, she's been saying, Elisa Harrison, don't worry about it. BSE's okay. You can eat, eat, eat. Just keep stuffing this horrible crap into your mouths and your intestines. It's okay. She's the spokeswoman for Agriculture Secretary Ann Veneman. Now, before joining the Agriculture Department, what do you suppose Ms. Harrison did? Oh, you're way ahead of me. She was the Director of Public Relations for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. What? The beef industry's largest trade group. What did she do there, Mike? Well, what Ms. Harrison did there, she baffled government food safety efforts. She did everything she could to make sure that the stuff we put in our stomachs and our mouths and our throats and our bowels and our intestines could be just as poisoned as the Cattlemen's Association wanted it to be. No regulations, no rules, no inspections, nothing. After all, this is a free market. If enough people die, if enough people have their brains turned to mush, well, stop buying beef and let the market speak, right? Oh, I hate these people. Among other things, Ms. Harrison also criticized Oprah Winfrey for raising health questions about American hamburgers. She also sent out press releases with titles like, Mad Cow Disease Not a Problem in the United States. That's what Elisa Harrison did before she became Ann Veneman's spokeswoman. She's the woman who's been talking to the press. Ann Veneman doesn't want to talk to the press. So Ms. Harrison has been. Remember, before becoming Ann Veneman's spokeswoman, Miss Harrison was director of public relations for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Don't you hate these people? Don't you just want to scream? Don't you want to smash things? What do you want to do? Don't you want to pick up a sledgehammer and bring it down on somebody's skull? No, that's what they do to cattle. Don't you want to do that? I mean, it's one thing to bitch and whine and puke and vomit and mope about government regulations. It's something else again. Is it not? To allow filthy, crap, poison into our food chain. Isn't it, huh?
Oh, Mike, you're overreacting. Jesus, only been one cow.
Times says, her effortless transition, referring again to Elisa Harrison, her effortless transition from the cattleman's lobby to the agriculture department is a fine symbol of all that is wrong with America's food safety system. Right now, you'd have a hard time finding a federal agency more completely dominated by the industry it was created to regulate. Well, okay, what about the energy department? What about that? What about any department, any cabinet-level department under this thuggish punk George Bush? Name me one where the interests of the American people are being served. Well, you can't. Dale Moore, Miss Veneman's chief of staff. Here we go again. You ready? Ann Veneman, the Secretary of Agriculture. I remember when they appointed her. Remember, Kathy, 3 years ago we were doing the program, and he started naming his, just like the woman who's Secretary of the Interior used to be a lobbyist for the lead industry. You know, I mean, Gail Norton, these people are just thugs, pigs, worse than pigs. Look at Spencer Abraham. Look at John Ashcroft. Failures, thugs, monsters, killers, every single one of them. Dale Moore, Ann Veneman's chief of staff, was previously the chief lobbyist for the Cattlemen's Association. These are the people whose function, in theory, is to make sure that you and I, when we bite into beef, are not biting into death, disease, and filth. But that's not what they're doing. Other veterans, according to the New York Times, the Cattlemen's Association have high-ranking jobs at the department, as do former meat-packing executives and a former president of the National Pork Producers Council. These are people who are in top positions at the Department of Agriculture. How do you feel, Truth Seeker? Doesn't that make you feel secure knowing that our food chain, the food safety is just perfect in this country, isn't it, huh? Downer cattle, cows that can't walk, cows that are being eaten alive with disease, parasites, filth, cancers, tumors, downer cattle that goes into the mix, for Christ's sake, every time you eat hamburger. Do you know what you're eating now? Jesus, and I love hamburger. Not anymore, Kathy. I'm to the point now. I try to eat a lot of fish. Can't do that. It's full of mercury. And Bush wants to ease the restrictions on the mercury industry or whatever the hell it is. Can't drink the Irish. All right. Time to become a vegetarian, right? A vegetarian who does not drink water. This is real funny stuff, isn't it? This is real funny stuff. Downer cattle. There have been efforts made. Consumers Union. Consumer groups of all sorts have tried and tried and tried to get these filthy, filthy people to understand that it's not profit, it's food safety that they should be concerned about. Oh, no.
Mike, it's only, damn, will you calm down, boy? It's only one case.
Since 1997, Consumers Union, which publishes Consumer Reports, Great Magazine has sent numerous letters to Agriculture Department officials warning that the testing of American cattle was, quote, flawed in both design and execution, end quote. And that native brain disease, not necessarily caused by feed imported from Britain in the 80s, quote, may be hiding among the downer cow population, end quote. Oh, but there's more. There's more. Consumers Union also warned that studies suggested that some pigs suffer from encephalopathy, particularly dangerous because it is still legal to feed rendered pigs. That's pig parts boiled, ground, and dried into a powder to cows. In 2001, Public Citizen, a consumer group. Oh, stop. This is in the Times.
Oh, really? Is that what Public Citizen is, a consumer group? Oh, damn. Thanks for letting me know.
In 2001, Public Citizen issued a report saying that testing for mad cow was, quote, in disarray, close quote. In 2002, the television station KIRO in Seattle investigated downer cows, claiming that federal inspectors hardly inspected them at slaughter. The report focused on the same Midway Meats plant south of Seattle that deboned the diseased Holstein this month. Cairo, KIRO, showed videotape of cows being dragged out of trailers with chains. And Midway Meats said the series was inaccurate. And the cows had been inspected. We inspected them. Yeah, they had open sores and huge cancers, and they were oozing pus. But what the hell? We got to get them in there. That's money. The Agriculture Department estimates that 130,000 so-called downer cows are slaughtered every year and put in the food chain.
Oh, hell, we don't care, Mike. We don't eat hamburger. We just eat top-grade steak. We eat prime. It's muscle meat. And they've been telling us all week, for 2 weeks, Mike, muscle meat, there's no problem with muscle meat. There's no problem with muscle meat. It's just when you eat the other stuff, the stuff that the poor, these dumb bastards out here in the ghettos eat. that'll kill you. But we don't eat that, Mike. Damn, we're Republicans. What the hell's wrong with you? Quit trying to worry us here, Mike.
Day before yesterday, Ann Veneman ruled out the most important step to protect Americans from mad cow disease, and that would be a large-scale program to test the nation's cattle for bovine spongiform encephalopathy. I like the middle word, spongiform. Isn't that a great word? Hey, let's have a spongiform sandwich here. Here, let me get some of that brain tissue and spongiform it out on a piece of Wonder Bread. I love this stuff. Give me some mayonnaise on it. The beef industry, the Cattlemen's Association, has fought for nearly 20 years against government testing for any dangerous pathogen, anything. Bacteria, viruses, and now these godforsaken prions, a life form that must have come from a parallel dimension, because there is nothing you can do to kill it. You can't boil it to death. You can't burn it to death. You can't take it down to minus 437 degrees Fahrenheit and freeze it to death. You can do nothing except stay away from it.
The beef industry has fought for nearly 20 years against government testing of any dangerous pathogens, and it isn't hard to guess why. When there is no true grasp of how far and wide a food-borne pathogen has spread, there's no obligation to bear the cost of dealing with it.
Hell, let the free market deal with it. If enough people die from getting meat from Ajax Meat Company, well, after a while, they'll stop buying from Ajax Meat Company. Mike, that's the way free market works. Yeah, that's right. The problem, though, with BSE, bovine spongiform encephalopathy, is that it can lie dormant in your vital organs,
most noticeably your brain,
for 10, 12, 15 years. Yeah. So the entire Agriculture Department, you see how this works? Isn't this lovely? Aren't you proud to be an American tonight? Huh? Aren't you proud to be an American tonight? Your government is trying to kill you. Your government, your Bush government, whether it's crap in the water or poison in the food or death in the air, these bastards don't care. They encourage it. They promote it. If it's returning veterans, screw them. If it's your meat, eat it and die. And poor old Professor Dr. Stanley Prusiner, neurologist, University of California at San Francisco, Nobel Prize winner in medicine, 1997, for his work on these very pathogens, prions. I mean, this is the guy who wrote the book on it. He got the Nobel Prize for it. And Ann Veneman wouldn't even see him.
Get out of my office. Get out of my office.
The tests are available. Do you know in Japan, every piece of meat that a Japanese person eats, beef, it comes from an animal that has been tested for this disease? Every single bite of beef. In this country, we are lucky to test 1%. Well, see, I have a relative who became a vegetarian about 20 years ago. And he kept saying, you know, you got to do this. And I kept saying, oh, stop, you know, I'd love biting into a steak. Should have listened, huh?
See the cows lying down? It's a pretty good sign. It means they're pretty healthy.
Oh, my God!
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinnable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly Magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glastras, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says, if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817, the Washington Monthly.
If you think people are more important than corporations, you need to see The Progressive Populist. Twice a month, we feature columnists such as Jim Hightower, Molly Ivins, and other plutocrat pluckers from around the country. We'll send you a free sample copy if you'll call us toll-free, 1-800-205-7067, or see our website at populist.com. That's 1-800-205-7067, or populist.com, or The Progressive Populist, the newspaper for Main Street USA.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places, a ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
My name is Rachel, and in 3 months, I dropped 41 pounds and 4 pant sizes.
My name is Linda. I went from 211 to 170 pounds in 13 weeks.
My name's Jen. I lost 51 pounds and 13 inches off my waist.
My name's Rose, and I lost 36 pounds on ultralipoline and dropped 5 sizes. Last night, I ate a chocolate cheesecake, and I felt no guilt.
I'm Dr. Sue Parker. I help people support healthy weight and cholesterol levels with ultralipoline.
I'm Catherine. And I was really skeptical until I lost 14 pounds without any heavy exercise. My cholesterol's lower. My doctor says I'm much healthier. I've got a flatter stomach, leaner thighs. And look, I mean, I'm walking down the beach without a towel around my waist.
Call now for your risk-free trial of ultralipoline at 1-800-865-8449. It's guaranteed. Call 1-800-865-8449. Lose 2 dress or pant sizes in just weeks. Call 1-800-865-8449. Call now 1-800-865-8449.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush.
I understand that some of our otherwise upstanding citizens have been listening to that Mike Malloy person pollute this great nation's airwaves for 3 hours every night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Surely you can find a more productive use of your evening hours, like organizing neighborhood watch parties to search for the terrorists who are certain to be lurking in your playgrounds and possibly in your victory garden. Or you could spend the 3 hours simply standing in your yard, saluting the flag on your house, apartment, or trailer, or whatever you little people live in. I'm told some chronic Malloy listeners have found it helpful to repeatedly snap a little rubber band against the soft flesh of their wrists every night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time when they feel the unnatural and un-American temptation to turn on the Mike Malloy Show. I'm certain in time you'll find the method that works best for you and your family. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
The Mike Malloy Show.
Jody in Arlington Heights. She said, first, yesterday's show was the first time I was seriously concerned for your health. I hope you've recovered. You know, I'm fine. I get crazy. My blood pressure skyrockets. I understand that. I have a pretty good doctor who recently put me on blood pressure medicine. And it seems to be working. There have been times when I've done talk radio when I thought I was going to burst an artery. But that would make for good radio, wouldn't it?
Hey, did you hear my wife program the other night? Some bitch died right on the air. Or is this popping sound? Woo, man, cool. I bet Rush couldn't do that.
Sorry, didn't mean to frighten you. You're a bit late for that.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Got to make sure our ag economy stays strong and healthy.
Yeah, sit down and shut up. Sharon just sent me a whole bunch of information here, the latest report. When was it? December 24th. Michael Greger, Dr. Michael Greger. The title is Department of Agriculture Misleading American Public About Beef Safety, and it's a lengthy article, but... this business about boneless cuts, muscle meat... It says here, even if consumers of American beef just stick to boneless cuts from ritually slaughtered animals who just happen to have had their spinal column safely removed, the muscle meat itself may be infected with prions. It is unconscionable that the Department of Agriculture and the beef industry continue to insist that the deadly prions aren't found in muscle meat. In 2002, Stanley Prusiner, the scientist who won the Nobel Prize in Medicine for his discovery of prions, proved in mice, at least, that muscle cells themselves were capable of forming prions. He describes the level of prions in muscle as quite high and describes the studies relied upon by the Cattlemen's Association as extraordinarily inadequate. And it goes on, and it goes on, and it goes on. Part of the article talks about how they kill. Now, this if you don't want to hear something gory, 3, 2, 1. Just back off. There are different types of stunning devices to kill these animals. A Texas A&M study was published in 1996. Talked about the prevailing method at the time, pneumatic-powered air injection stunning guns. The device is placed in the middle of the animal's forehead and fired, shooting a 4-inch bolt through the skull and injecting compressed air into the cranial vault, which scrambles the brain tissue. The high-pressure air not only produces a smearing of the head of the animal with liquefied brain, but has been shown over and over to blow brain back into the circulatory system, scattering whole plugs of brain into a number of organs and smaller brain bits into the muscle meat as well. How's that? How's that? But Ann Veneman, God, I'm going to vomit. Ann Veneman and her pack of whores at the Department of Agriculture, never having read The Jungle by Upton Sinclair, stand there and tell you, oh, well, it's muscle meat. Don't worry about it. It's okay. Muscle meat is okay. It's only, well, hell, if you eat the spine, if you eat the brain, liquefied brain, if you make a cup of brain tea or something like that, yeah, you'll probably die. But the muscle meat is okay, unless a plug of brain happens to situate itself in there.
listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Nancy's face.
What's she doing?
I asked her if she wanted a boogie, and she just gave me this condescending sneer.
Is it the condescending, I don't boogie?
How would I keep up with her?
Right.
Boogieing.
Nancy can boogie. Yeah. Doug, I've never seen you dance.
Kind of looks like a frog in a blender.
I could dance with you till the cows come home. On second thought, I'd rather dance with the cows when you come home.
On the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. Some of our weaker citizens suffer an addiction to talk radio that causes them to listen to that Mike Malloy person each night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. We suggest you satisfy your Jones by listening to some of our morally upstanding, honest, and ethical talk show hosts like Dr. Laura, G. Gordon Liddy, Oliver North, and Rush Limbaugh. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
This is the IE America Radio Network News Break, your significant news source.
This is Don Waller in New York. After separating from the pack as the only Democratic presidential candidate to give Howard Dean a late-year run for the money, Wesley Clark is mapping his final sprint to become the Democrats' alternative to Dean. Clark, a retired general, said in a statement issued Thursday that he is the candidate best able to stand up to George W. Bush and win the debate about who will best be able to make our country more secure over the next 4 years. Bush had a 67-21% lead over Dean on who people trust more to handle national security, according to a mid-December ABC Washington Post poll. As they prepare to increase their role in Iraq, including more combat duty, soldiers with the Army National Guard and Army Reserve are already experiencing a bigger share of U.S. military deaths there. Of the 39 deaths in December in Iraq, for which the Pentagon has released the victims' names, 10 were citizen soldiers, according to an Associated Press review of the Pentagon reports. That is up from 14% in November, the deadliest month of the war, with 81 American deaths. There actually were 40 reported deaths in December, but one soldier's name and affiliation have not been released. Overall, since the start of hostilities last March, 14% of all U.S. military deaths have been members of the Army Guard or Reserve. The Army says it's had 68 reservists killed so far, compared with 9 reservists among the Marines, 2 in the Navy, and 1 in the Air Force. 6 cases of mistaken identity were behind the pre-Christmas grounding of 6 Air France flights between Paris and Los Angeles over terrorism fears, a police official said Friday. The names of 6 passengers sounded familiar to those of terrorist suspects provided by the FBI, prompting the French government to ground the planes, an official said, on the condition of anonymity. One turned out to be a 5-year-old child, and another was a prominent Egyptian scientist, he said. The Wall Street Journal also said the 2 other suspected terrorists turned out to be an elderly Chinese woman and a Welsh insurance agent. More news after this.
Sting for VH1 Save the Music.
When children learn music, they learn to think in a different way. Studies have shown that it helps them to do better work in other subjects. So make sure your kids learn music. They'll learn much more than how to carry a tune.
School music programs are in trouble. Help VH1 save the music in our public schools. Please call toll-free 1-888-VH1-4MUSIC.
VH1 Save the Music, because music education equals brain power.
From the Polish undertaker caught smuggling cigarettes in a hearse to a pair of one-legged Brazilian prisoners skipping jail, the weird and wacky reigned supreme around the world in 2003. Oddball tales abounded, with Canadian prisoners being offered fruit-flavored condoms, Cambodians being urged to eat more dogs, and China axing hemorrhoid TV ads during mealtimes. For IE America Radio Network News, this is Don Waller in New York.
This has been the IE America Radio Network News Break, produced by TakeBackTheMedia.com. For more information, visit IEAmericaRadio.com or TakeBackTheMedia.com.
Hey, what is it?
I realize I love you, but as long as you're with Jessica, there can never be anything between us.
Cass, there's no need to cry. Besides, I've got really great news.
You're leaving Jessica?
No. I just saved a load of money on my car insurance by switching to Geico. I saved. I thought that meant something to you.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
An old English nursery rhyme goes, they hang the man and flog the woman that steal the goose from off the common, but let the greater villain loose that steals the common from the goose. It's receiving remarkably little media attention, but the corporate villains are loose, stealing the commons from you and me. And now they're trying to plunder the most essential public resource we have, our water. There's an ignoble global water grab underway. In our country and throughout the world, a handful of conglomerates are moving rapidly to turn this necessity of life into just another commodity for traders and speculators, a private plaything for personal profiteering. And if you're xenophobic, get ready to have your brain explode. The big three water grabbers are foreigners. Mon Dieu, Bubba, two are French conglomerates and the other is German. And they've already grabbed the water systems of Houston, Indianapolis, Lexington, Jersey City, Milwaukee, Washington, D.C., and dozens of other cities. While the promise of water privatization has been golden, the delivery has been leaden. In city after city that has succumbed to the corporate promises, locals have seen their monthly bills skyrocket, services sink, water quality stink, and democratic control evaporate. As a result, water wars have broken out all across America as folks are organizing, petitioning, and holding referendums to stop the corporate heist of their water supply. And Atlanta, Jacksonville, and other places that had previously privatized have gotten so fed up with the result that they've dumped the corporate hustlers and taken back public control of their water. But beware, for the corporations are trying to get Congress to force your city to consider privatizing your water supply or be denied federal funding for water improvements. This is Jim Hightower saying, don't let them steal this most precious part of our commons. To fight the water profiteers, call Public Citizen, 202-546-4996.
The Mr. Rogers Parenting Book. Fred Rogers, a pleasure to have you here.
What I'm hearing you say is that you delight in creating community.
I do. I think thinking about things and working through problems and issues is an important tool.
I'm just thinking that the world could take some lessons from the Doug Steffen neighborhood.
Doug Steffen's Good Day.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
Seven past the hour. Coming up right after the break at the bottom of the hour, we're going to do this six-minute collage of Bush. It's all from this year, this past year, Kathy? Okay. Regarding Mad Cow, this is from Doug, a dedicated listener behind the Orange Curtain. Mike, these filthy ranchers will never have to pay for their total disregard of human life or the demise of the beef industry. When the beef industry tanks because no one will buy their tainted beef, the Republican Congress will no doubt step in and bail out the wealthy ranchers, just like they bailed out the airline executives after 9/11. Ranchers don't care if someone has eaten, has their brain eaten by disease. Why should they? The only correction I would make here, Doug, the idea of ranchers, I don't know. That's very, and I don't mean this in a pejorative sense. It's very quaint. But are there ranchers anymore who grow cattle? Most of the cattle comes from huge they're beef manufacturing conglomerates. They're factory farms. I guess there are a few ranchers left. Sure, I see them on television all the time when they're having those auctions. And, you know, I don't know. Oh, Jesus. Our webmaster, Mark Marshall, sent this to me. And this is a year old. Brain and spinal cord tissue are the primary, but not the only, reservoirs Of infectious material in humans and animals, current USDA and FDA regulations are designed to prevent this material from ending up on the American dinner plate. But the automatic meat recovery systems, how does that sound? The automatic meat recovery systems, in wide use at modern slaughterhouses, which mechanically strip the spine of flesh, routinely include banned materials in the meat. The Department of Agriculture and the Federal Food Safety and Inspection Service have found spinal cord fragments and nervous system tissue in automatic meat recovery meat samples. It has also been shown that upon impact on the skull, pneumatic slaughterhouse stun guns can force bovine brain matter into the bloodstream and edible tissues. On August 10th, 2001, the Center for Science and the Public Interest petitioned the U.S. Department of Agriculture to ban automatic meat recovery meat from the human food supply, warning that cattle are better protected from mad cow than people. The Center for Science and the Public Interest stated, quote, machines that strip meat from bones provide the best pathway for BSE to get into human food. While the Food and Drug Administration in 1997 banned the use of processed cattle parts in making cattle feed, the Department of Agriculture has not taken adequate precautions to protect the human food supply. U.S. cattle aren't allowed to eat cattle spinal cord, and neither should people. And then the press release from the Center for Science and the Public Interest notes this, quote, oh, God. AMR meat, that's the automatic meat recovery meat, you know, stripping every last AMR meat paste, typically is used in the production of hundreds of millions of pounds of hot dogs, hamburgers, pizza toppings, taco fillings. And although the Department of Agriculture has, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, asked companies to remove spinal cord from the spinal column and neck bones before they enter the machines, and Veneman's Department of Agriculture rarely checks the industry's compliance. The USDA has tested approximately 100 samples of AMR meat for spinal cord. Of those, 9 samples tested positive. Paste? Meat paste? Automatic meat recovery paste. I'm down to 3 listeners now, Kathy, what? I didn't hear you.
This is just not the best topic to go with my morning sickness. I just wanted to let you know that.
Hey, it's 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, well, morning sickness is a misnomer.
AMR meat paste typically is used in production of hundreds of millions of pounds of hot dogs, hamburgers, pizza toppings, and taco fillings. Yeah, that's from our webmaster, Mark Marshall. Boy, I could have gone the whole night without reading that, right? That's all the stuff that I love to eat, too, you know? Hot dogs, hamburgers, pizza topping, potted meat. God, I love that stuff. No, I'm just kidding. Here in the South, first time I ever saw potted meat, I couldn't believe it. These little tins with a little ring on the top, and you pull it, and it pops open. Potted meat. Oh, my God. Janice is calling from Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hey, Janice. Janice?
Hi.
Hi.
I can't hear you very well. Can you handle a little humor?
Always.
Oh, good. Okay, there is a song, and I only heard it once, called Cows with Guns.
Cows with Guns.
Yeah, and I heard it while I was driving, but laughed until I almost had to pull off the road. The refrain was, we'll run free with the buffalo. And I happened to be passing the Santa Fe Penitentiary, which has buffalo, mostly unfree. I think there was another refrain also about cows on drugs. I don't know how to find it, but somebody out there might be able to, because it'd be something you might enjoy
being
on the air at some point, just to get laughs.
And it's called Cows with Guns.
Cows with Guns.
We will look for it, Janice.
Okay. It made me laugh, and I hope it makes you laugh if you do get it.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right.
Thanks, Janice. I appreciate you checking in. Marge is calling from Maryville, Indiana. Hey, Marge.
Bon appetit. Don't make me laugh. I got a cold. I'll start dropping, and I'll be in trouble.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah.
When the whole mad cow thing broke out in the UK, what, 10, 12 years ago?
Somewhere around then, yes, I believe.
One of the things that they came up with was the fact that they were turning cattle into cannibals because they were grinding up
sure.
the feed and putting it and feeding it back to them.
Sure, absolutely.
Which caused these prions, which I think from what I've been hearing lately is some kind of misbegotten shaped protein cell in the body that just, well, you can't do anything with. There's no cure for it.
You can't even nuke it. You know, this idea of radiating or irradiating meat, it's my understanding that has absolutely no effect on
irradiation,
prions.
Cooking temperature,
right.
don't
Nothing.
Mean a thing.
Nothing.
So it's, you know, they've turned into cannibals. And the thing that, you know, rots my socks is that they use a lot of this stuff and they grind it up and they're not feeding it to people, well, or supposedly back to cows. They're putting it in pet food.
Oh, no. That's right. I hadn't even thought about that. Oh, my God. And we've got two cats.
And
oh,
the other, yeah,
God.
Right. And the other thing is that there was one guy on Channel 11 the other night was talking about that it's very big in California
yeah.
where they raise a lot of chickens. Now, they feed this protein that they grind up from cattle to chickens. Then they turn around and they take the chicken droppings and they put it in cattle feed that they give back to the cattle.
All right, Marge.
My God, these, oh, geez. And let's not forget all the vaccines that they've injected
yeah.
into these feed.
And the hormones.
I mean, you wonder why they don't have a vaccine or an antibiotic that can treat people anymore. They've been eating
sure.
this crap for so damn many years.
Well, you know, I realize that the proper thing to do is to give up meat. I also realize that 99.9% of us are not going to do that. So the alternative
yeah.
is to, we have a place that we shop at, the Cab County Farmers Market, and they have free-range animals.
I was just going to say, what I heard someplace else is that the grass-fed and grain-fed cattle are still relatively safe, but if you can find an animal that, you know, is free of all that crap to begin with, and then, you know, let it graze and
mm-hmm.
fatten on corn or whatever,
yeah.
you should be all right.
I'm
just curious, what did they sue Oprah for back in whenever?
Oh, she made some kind of a statement about eating.
I remember that.
Yeah, about eating beef. I forget, she had a guest on. They were talking about the carcinogenic effect of meat that sits in your colon and just.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
It wasn't related to mad cow or anything.
No, it wasn't mad cow. It just had to do with the unhealthiness of eating meat and cholesterol and just taking that kind of stuff into your body to begin with. And the Cattlemen's Association down in Texas sued her, and
oh, yeah.
she went to court and won.
That's where she met Dr. Phil.
I think so.
I'm going to make a little left turn here.
Okay.
I don't know whether it's something that you said or something you inspired me to put down on paper,
yeah.
but this goes back about a year. The First Amendment says that Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion.
Yeah.
Neither can we allow religion to make any law regarding our government.
Okay.
That's all.
Thanks, Marge.
Bon appetit.
Bon appetit. I appreciate you checking in, I think. Jenny is calling from Rhode Island. Hey, Jenny.
Hi.
How are you?
A little nauseous now.
Yeah, I'm hip. Tell me about it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, my husband and I have toyed with being vegetarians for quite a while.
Uh-huh.
And just every once in a while, you know, I really want a burger.
You're right.
And so I go for vegetarian, and then he's better at it than me, but mm-hmm. I'll just all of a sudden it'll be like, I need meat.
Mm-hmm.
And so lately we've been doing, like, we'll eat more meat in the winter, and we'll eat more, like, fresh vegetables and grains and go vegetarian in the summer when we have more fresh stuff around in the
right.
farmer's market.
Right.
But right now he was joking me. We were saying, oh, we definitely have to become vegetarians now.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we all, like, we should have some sort of liberal vegetarian thing going on and let all the Republicans eat the meat. And 20 years from now, they'll
all be dead.
Right.
Their brains will turn into spongiform.
Right.
Don't you love that word?
Spongiform.
Is this the Jenny who works as an artist in her attic?
Yes.
Oh, hey, Jen.
Hey.
I know you as Jen from your emails.
Right, or Jenny, or Jenny Bean.
Jenny Bean, that's
yes,
right.
Yes, Jenny Bean. Actually, I still have something I emailed you. I said I was going to send you art. and it's coming soon.
Oh, good. I can't wait to see it. Do me a painting of cows.
I don't paint, actually.
Oh, you don't paint.
I'm more of a bookbinder.
A bookbinder?
Yes. Well,
oh, my God. That is really an ancient craft.
Yeah. Well, and I'm apprenticed to a bookbinder who's like 90 years old. He's forgotten more than I'll ever know.
Wow.
And, yeah, it's really great. But
Well, that's great. I can't wait to see what it is you're going to send, Jen.
We're thinking if we could be like liberals for vegetarians and let the Republicans have their big red nasty dripping steak.
Yeah, that's okay. Thank you. Big red nasty dripping pasty steak.
For some reason, the people who are the most Republican people I know,
yeah,
seem to be the biggest meat eaters I know too.
Well, I have to admit, of course, I'm right in the process of having implants done, so I'm not eating a whole lot of anything right now beyond the consistency of oatmeal and pudding. But, I like biting into flesh. There's just something about it. Just that tearing, rendering feeling that you get when you use your canine teeth.
Well, they're doing incredible things now with, like, tofu and soy products.
I know.
They're almost the same.
Almost. Jen, thanks for checking in.
Okay.
All right, you have a nice evening. Help them to believe. Put up the golden arches and take away the trees. Need some ashes and ransom mayonnaise. Put everybody out the pasture and let the people graze. Make them all submissive and take away their drive. Make a sign of the crucifix for the burger, shakes, and fries. Can't you see? McDonald's in. Welcome and good evening. Soon, one of these lucky ladies will be crowned Miss Kumquat of Monroe County. The envelope, please. Miss Debbie Andrews. I have good news.
I can't believe I won.
You didn't.
Huh?
I just saved a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
My name is Rachel, and in 3 months, I dropped 41 pounds and 4 pant sizes.
My name is Linda. I went from 211 to 170 pounds in 13 weeks.
My name's Jen. I lost 51 pounds and 13 inches off my waist.
My name's Rose, and I lost 36 pounds on ultralipoline and dropped 5 sizes. Last night, I ate a chocolate cheesecake, and I felt no guilt.
I'm Dr. Sue Parker. I help people support healthy weight and cholesterol levels with ultralipoline.
I'm Catherine. And I was really skeptical until I lost 14 pounds without any heavy exercise. My cholesterol's lower. My doctor says I'm much healthier. I've got a flatter stomach, leaner thighs. And look, I mean, I'm walking down the beach without a towel around my waist.
Call now for your risk-free trial of ultralipoline at 1-800-865-8449. It's guaranteed. Call 1-800-865-8449. Lose 2 dress or pant sizes in just weeks. Call 1-800-865-8449. Call now, 1-800-865-8449.
Tom Hartman Show.
The computerized voting machines in the last election, our question is the theft of your vote. On our chat room here, Brain Shrub points out that H is the 8th letter of the alphabet, A is the 1st letter of the alphabet. So if you take that 18181, the exact number of votes that 3 different candidates in one county in Texas got on these computerized voting machines, and you simply convert it to letters, it becomes... Is it a conspiracy or a coincidence?
Okay, first of all, I wanted to say congratulations. We were elected to the White House by one of the narrowest margins in history. 63% of registered voters.
Wait a second. You wanted me to poll registered voters?
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, taking your calls, talking to celebrities like Raven Simone from The Cosby Show and the Dr. Doolittle movies. Do you have any pets of your own?
I do. I have two chinchillas and I have a big Briard.
Do you train your dog?
I don't. I just give him love and take him out. So he better love me because I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So here you are, Charisse Doolittle, to talk to the animals. You don't even train your own dog. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love. All they need is love.
Animal Talk on the IE America Radio Network.
Ready for a liberal helping of the truth? Here's Mike.
Well, I've gotten about 15 emails on the cows with guns thing. Kathy, I'm starting to feel like I'm the only one in the universe who didn't know what cows with guns was all about. But we know now. Yes, we do. Gizmo is driving somewhere around Nashville, Tennessee. Hey, Gizmo.
Actually, I just popped over into Kentucky.
Driving somewhere around Nashville, Kentucky. Hey, Gizmo.
Happy New Year, Mike.
Thank you, sir. Back at you.
How's your teeth?
Just fine. I can't wait to get home tonight and eat some popcorn.
You can dig into that beef with those brand new choppers there.
Well, I don't get the implants for about another 8 or 9 months. I'm dealing with what they call splints right now, and it's not very pleasant. But that's another story. Tell me about Mad Cow.
Well, you know, I live over there in Yakima. I live about 40 miles from Mapton, where that first cow turned up, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And for a long time there, I drove a hopper truck. And out in a little place called Wallula, Washington, where they slaughter cows. There's a Iowa beef plant out there,
mm-hmm.
And they dehydrate the blood and they turn this into what they call blood meal.
Blood meal. That sounds blood tasty. Meal. Yeah, and it's good
and
stuff.
They put it in cat, dog food. Eat food and all kinds of other food.
Yeah.
So you've got this stuff, you know, getting into our not only the human food supply, but the animal food supply as well.
Right, right.
So, yeah, it kind of makes me a little bit scared. I'm thinking about becoming a chicken man myself.
Well, I eat a lot of fish, and I was doing great. I eat a lot of salmon. I never eat the farm-raised salmon because now that's full of pesticides and insecticides and herbicides and all this other crap. So I go to the farmer's market, and I get salmon, allegedly from the Northwest, and some of it comes from off the coast of, what is it, Kathy, Chile or Ecuador or someplace in South America, and tuna. Try to get, raw tuna. And then I find out that everything is contaminated now with mercury. When you're eating fish, Kathy has been told, since she's in her first trimester, not to eat fish.
Yeah, Bush has made that more prevalent, that mercury now.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's great fun, isn't it, Gizmo?
Real quick note here, too, Mike, if you don't mind.
Sure.
A couple weeks ago, Dean said that we're not any safer just because Saddam has been caught, and everybody's picked on him because of that. Week after that, the national alert level goes up to orange.
Oh, I know.
Prove him right.
Oh, of course. And what is particularly galling was that Kerry and Lieberman jumped on him quicker than Karl Rove did.
It's amazing to me.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, I haven't talked to you in a long time, my friend, and I missed you, but I'm back at you. I got a new lady in my life. She's down here in Greensboro, North Carolina.
All right. Hey. Won't be hearing from you for a while.
I'll talk to you later, Mike. Have a good show.
All right. Thanks, Gizmo. I appreciate it. Can't compete with those new ladies. Can't do that. Greensboro, what did you say, Greensboro, North Carolina? Yeah. I'll bet she's good-looking, too. North Carolina. Okay, when we come back, we're going to do 6 minutes. Is it 6 minutes? 6 minutes of Bush 2003 year in review. Did you put music with this? Is this one of your epic productions, or is it just wallpaper? What is it here?
There will be some music.
There will be some music. All right. Quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with it. Don't you dare go away. I love to say that. Don't you dare go away. We'll be right back.
Didn't think you could still get union-made clothing in America? Well, think again. It's here, now, and just a mouse click away at www.nosweatshop.com, the world's first shopping mall that doesn't sell clothing made in sweatshops. At nosweatshop.com, there's jeans and oxfords, sweats and hoodies, fleece jackets and sports bras, caps, scarves, and more. You can get great quality, support good jobs, and pay a fair price. You can't stretch a buck any further than that. Nosweatshop.com. A better world is just a mouse click away.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
As the Earth's climate warms up, green might turn into brown in a lot of places. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. Plants use carbon dioxide in photosynthesis, and so plants could get a big boost from all the CO2 that we've added to the atmosphere by burning fossil fuels. But if plants get something good out of greenhouse gases and global warming, that extra benefit is not likely to last forever. Ron Nielsen is an ecologist with the U.S. Forest Service in Corvallis, Oregon. He worked with a team of researchers to study the impact of climate change on vegetation. Nielsen says global warming could put a lot of stress on plants at some point in the future, but early on, they might do just fine.
We've developed this hypothesis that we call early green up, later brown down, and that is that with a little bit of climate warming, a little bit of global warming, you get the benefits of elevated temperatures, longer growing season, some increased rainfall, and then some benefits from CO2 fertilization of crops and forests, well, ecosystems in general.
Nielsen says plants use water more efficiently when they have more carbon dioxide, but that benefit is lost when temperatures get too high. Then plants start losing water to evaporation from their leaves, and they suffer the stress of a drought. Nielsen says it's important to keep that in mind when people talk about how plants will do well with warmer weather and more carbon dioxide.
Early on, you may be lulled into complacency by an increased greenness of the planet and seeming benefit of global warming, only to have it suddenly flip around and go into a global browning.
Nielsen says one consequence of this global browning could be more wildfires as plants dry out and burn up. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. It seems some of you are still listening to that Mike Malloy person at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Many chronic Malloy listeners have found it helpful to repeatedly snap a little rubber band against the soft flesh of their wrists when they feel the un-American urge to turn on the Mike Malloy Show. The pain is only temporary, but it is nothing compared to the everlasting furnaces of brimstone hell you will experience if you continue listening to the Mike Malloy Show. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
I have this representative sampling from yesterday addressed to Dudley Do-Right.
Yes, sir, Inspector!
You must be a miserable person. You think everybody is out to screw you. You don't like the Republicans, George W., government authority, police, fire, CIA, FBI, NSA, phone companies, airlines, successful people. The list goes on and on and on and on and on.
On the IE America Radio Network.
making the pie higher so that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 27 before the hour. I just got an email from Tim. Yeah, it was Mad Cow that was discussed on Oprah's program. When was that? 1996. She had a guy on named Howard Lyman, a former rancher and food activist, who was a guest on her show. He told Oprah how the beef men were feeding cattle, ground up bits and pieces of other cattle, including stuff from sick cows, and warned it was only a matter of time before mad cow disease hit the U.S. The cattlemen flipped out, filed suit, claiming that Oprah and Lyman hurt the cattle futures market, blah, 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 blah. And, oh, that's right, they violated a Texas law that forbids knowingly making false statements about agricultural business. Claiming a right to free speech, Oprah won. But the beef men nonetheless insisted you could rest assured that Mad Cow could never come to the United States. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Don't you just want to... I don't know. What do you want to do with these people? Tie them up and like in the old Saturday afternoon matinee cowboy movies, just tie them up and drag them through town on the end of a rope, right? Just until they just shred. Oh, God, Malloy. All right, I have a feeling it's time for a break. All right, let's do the Bush thing. I've got to clear my head of... I'm going to have nightmares tonight. How about you, Truth Seeker? Huh? Spine paste. Oh, my God. All right, what do we title this, Catherine? 2003, Year in Review, and this is all George Bush. All right, Truth Seekers, kick back, relax. Smoke them if you got them.
This year, the year 03, we're going to do like we did last year. We're just going to keep hunting them down. We're on their trail. We're smoking them out. We got them on the run.
Yeah.
We're hunting them down, yeah, one by one. We're on a scavenger hunt for terror.
We have a responsibility to make sure our health care systems work.
The system doesn't need to have a relationship with the doc and the patient for fear of what is said will be used by a lawyer to sue him.
The second pillar of peace and security in our world is the willingness of free nations to retain aggression and evil,
yeah, right,
by force.
There you go.
The Iraqi regime is a threat to any American.
Yeah.
And to threats who are friends of America.
Saddam Hussein aids and protects terrorists, including members of Al-Qaeda.
No, we have no evidence that Saddam Hussein was involved with the September the 11th.
The role of inspectors is to sit there and verify whether or not he's disarmed, not to play hide-and-seek in a country the size of California.
We're not playing hide-and-seek. That's what he wants to continue to play.
Tag.
He'll play like he's going to disarm. He'll say words that that sound encouraging.
He'll say, oh, I'm disarming, after he said he has no arms. In a nation where the dictator treated himself to palaces with gold faucets,
uh-huh,
gold-covered AK-47s.
Liberty is God's gift to the human mankind.
The human mankind.
There'll be serious consequences for the Iraqi people, and that's freedom.
A peace, free and secure Iraq in the midst of the Middle East.
That one person can make a difference in somebody's life. Find the children of those who are incarcerated and love them.
Listen, this nation is committed to dealing with poverty. First, let me make it very clear. Poor people aren't necessarily killers. Just because you happen to be not rich doesn't mean you're willing to kill.
I firmly believe the death tax is good for people from all walks of life, all throughout our society.
1 million new jobs will be created by the year 2004.
If you're worried about people finding work, you better increase demand.
Yeah.
If you're trying to create new jobs.
Yeah.
In other words, if one worker can do more work,
yeah,
you got to create the need for more work.
Yeah.
By allowing businesses to expense
up to $75,000, it means somebody is more likely to buy a copying machine or an architectural fancy machine. Cash is really what matters. You can't, you say, invest in my company, I'm going to pay a dividend. It's not based upon some pie-in-the-sky projection. Yeah. It's based on the reality of cash.
Oh, okay.
When you're promising dividends, you got to project what is.
Yeah.
Here in Washington, we're now determining the size and the shape of a package. It's not if we have a package, it's how big will the package be.
Gotcha. All right.
My point to you is that this plan
makes
sense.
It does.
It makes sense from not only what sounds, it's commonsensical perspective.
Yeah,
our country must continue to meet the grave dangers of biotechnology. So you can use your God-given talents, your fantastic brains, to better protect America.
Okay.
That one of these days we're going to have brand new types of cars.
Oh, good.
And we'll be more better.
Good. That's
at cleaning our air.
Yeah.
We need an energy bill that encourages consumption. We're doing everything we can in Washington to protect our soil. It's by making the right choices, we can make the right choice for our future.
Okay.
And the goals for this country are a compassionate American for every single citizen.
Oh, good.
We have an advantage here in America. We can feed ourselves. There are some who feel like that, you know, the conditions are such that they can attack us there.
Yeah.
The answer is bring them on.
Bring them
We're
on.
Dealing with centuries and years of hatred, and I understand that.
Yeah,
I understand that the unrest in the Middle East creates unrest throughout the region. You know, it'll take time to restore chaos and order, but we will.
Yeah.
The law signed today directs new funds and new focus to the task of collecting vital intelligence.
What?
On terrorist threats.
What?
And on weapons of mass production.
Oh.
It has developed weapons of mass death. We must not and will not allow the world's worst leaders to hold the United States and our friends and allies blackmail. Nobody can threaten this country. Oh, they may be able to bomb of buildings.
Yeah.
We're conscious of folks flying, you know, getting lists of people flying into our country and matching them now with a much improved database. I glance at the headlines just to kind of get a flavor for what's moving. Rarely read the stories. Best way to get the news is from objective sources. And the most objective sources I have are people on my staff who tell me what's happening in the world. I see a lot of the Bubbas who work in my administration who've shown up. I feel very comfortable in the job because I've got great advice and advisors to whom I get good advice from great advisors to whom I listen. I'd like to know who leaked. If anybody's got any information, they ought to take it to the Justice Department so we can find out the leaker.
Okay.
If there's a leak out of my administration, I want to know who it is. If there's a violated law, the person will be taken care of.
Yeah.
Got a lot of problems. But I'm going to tell you something about this country.
Okay.
In my mind, there is no doubt
that
we won't solve these problems. That I recognize there are hurdles and we're going to achieve those hurdles. There's no doubt in my mind we will.
Yeah, we're going to achieve it.
I think American people, now that they've realized I'm going to seek re-election, expect me to seek re-election.
Oh, sure.
Fool me once. Shame on
somebody.
Shame on you.
Uh-huh.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
Yeah! Oh, my God.
Oh.
Wear me out. Man, you can't make this stuff up. That's all in 1 year, and that's just a little tiny bit of it. That's stuff we've had on this program, right, Kathy? Those are from the sound bites that we've had on this program from your vast files.
Yeah, it could have been a half an hour, but we had to cut.
Oh, my God. I mean, some of that stuff is just, how do you describe it? It's not dyslexia. It's not is a mad cow disease. I don't know. Is his spongiform turning into mush?
Does he have Creutzfeldt Jakob or whatever the hell is going on? What? You know? You can't. Who can write that? I mean, if somebody said,
hey, let's do a thing here where we have a president who is dumber than a bag of doorknobs and let's make him say things.
You couldn't write this stuff, could you? Huh? I bet you Karl Rove's sphincter muscles all tighten up every time he goes out there and says something like that. You know, just like, oh, Jesus, shut him up. But nobody cares. This is America. The press. I mean, who else plays those sound bites? Does anybody? There's not even anybody on this network who does it. Nobody plays those sound bites. Nobody. We need to get that to our esteemed webmaster and let him put it up in the gallery for people to go ahead and download that. Who plays that? Even my best friend in television news now, hell, he doesn't even know me, but you know how you get with television people. You feel like, you know, hey, I love you, man. Keith Olbermann doesn't do this stuff. Nobody does this. Nobody. Except Kathy Bay. Well, Kathy Bay Malloy, I mean, you know. You can't make it up. You just can't. And there's no way you can pick your favorite in that. They're all just stunningly stupid beyond belief. And we can sit here and laugh, but in the back of my mind, crawling around like a whole herd of prions, is the idea that this son of a bitch is the president of the United States. This is the guy that they hand him the football. He says, it doesn't look like a football to me. That looks like a briefcase. My God. Oh, sure, so let's all kick back and laugh. Hey, he's the dumbest dog. I swear to God, this is the dumbest guy I've ever. Oh, man. But when you stop laughing and you realize that this freak is the president, that this is the guy who Oh, well. Well, I don't know what to do now. I mean, after that, I can go back and talk about 130,000 downer cows get turned into baloney, but I don't want to do anything. Let's go home. Can we do... Geez, and see, every time you play something like that, what happens is... Everybody just, you know, they hang up, they get off hold, they kick back and listen to it. We could do this thing about the police being called 40 times this year to Chuck E. Cheese at right in Milwaukee. Who sent me this? Who sent me this? Oh, my God. Chuck E. Cheese. Did our senior correspondent say, I don't know who sent this. This is from Brookfield. Outside of Milwaukee, I guess, it was in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
More than 40 times this year, police have been called to investigate incidents at a Blue Mound Road establishment. But it's not your ordinary problem-plagued gin mill. It's Chuck E. Cheese, the pizza game and birthday party paradise adored by children. Then the article goes on to talk about, well, here's what police reports indicate has happened to patrons at Chuck E. Cheese. For example, Michael Moreland, 32 of Milwaukee, was punched in the face by a man on January 4th. After confronting him, I guess this was last January, after confronting him because he was rattling a game machine so hard that it was unplugging a neighboring machine on which Moreland's 8-year-old daughter was playing. Despite being asked to leave by employees, the man turned to Moreland, began yelling obscenities, gestured with his middle finger, and continued to rattle the machine. The girl's father became enraged and said to the man, "Boy, what do you think you are? You don't do this kind of stuff, play like this." The man then punched Moreland in the face, causing him to fall backward. In the middle of the altercation, the little girl also fell. And it goes on and on. Two women on October 9th, on October 19th, two other women, Cassandra Pearson and Linda Millard of Waukesha, received tickets alleging disorderly conduct after Linda called Cassandra an alcoholic. And Cassandra dumped her drink in Linda's lap, the police report. The women were arguing over the treatment of the children with them. Jeez. Oh, did we trick somebody into calling? Oh, good. It's Spitfire in Anaheim, California. Hey, Spit. Fire?
Hey,
How's it going?
Hey, it's going, pal.
That was a fantastic soundbite.
Well, wasn't that something? And like I said, you cannot make this stuff up.
One of the things that one particular bite in there that I hadn't heard before was, I have no doubt that my administration will not solve these problems.
Yeah, how about that, huh?
Yeah, they ought to run that for the Democrats.
Well, you know, sure, if the Democratic Party had any creativity or any desire to win, which other than Howard Dean and Dennis Kucinich, I'm beginning to question, that stuff, those so-called slips, that's what Mark Crispin Miller in his book, The Bush Dyslexicon, that's what he tried to point out to us.
Well, they got to play that at the convention, though.
Yeah, but when Bush says that stuff, he means it.
Oh, I know.
He means it.
And the thing that really is freaky is when, like you say, you know, when he's talking about death and destruction, he gets fluent.
Yeah, he does.
But when he's talking about anything to do with anything that's good for the American people, he has no clue. And he just flubs it up, and he just, you know, it's just ridiculous.
I know.
Oh, by the way, I hit 7,000 posts.
You're talking about the famous MikeMalloy.com message board.
Yep.
Well, good for you,
I
Spitfire.
I have 7,013 currently.
I don't know why we can't seem to get over how many registered users we have there, 1,350 or something like that. I don't understand that. We should have 5,000 users.
Well, you should also be on 5,000 radio stations.
That's probably the problem. Yeah, all right. Hey, listen, got a boogie. Thank you, Spitfire.
Sure.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. Just got an email from our webmaster. That collage of sound of Bush will be up in 5 minutes at MikeMalloy.com. Go to the gallery, download it, and take it. Give it to your kid to take into school for show and tell. That'll work.
There's no vacancy as you stare at me vacantly. The lights are out, but I can't see. There's nobody home.
I asked Americans to give 4,000 hours over the next, or the rest of your life. That's what I asked. I said, 4,000 hours. Nobody can threaten us.
There's nobody home. The sign says there's no vacancy, but everything you say to me convinces me most certainly there's nobody home.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glastras, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says, if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817, the Washington Monthly.
If you think people are more important than corporations, you need to see The Progressive Populist. Twice a month, we feature columnists such as Jim Hightower, Molly Ivins, and other plutocrat pluckers from around the country. We'll send you a free sample copy if you'll call us toll-free, 1-800-205-7067, or see our website at populist.com. That's 1-800-205-7067, or populist.com, or The Progressive Populist, the newspaper for Main Street USA.
My name is Rachel, and in 3 months, I dropped 41 pounds and 4 pant sizes.
My name is Linda. I went from 211 to 170 pounds in 13 weeks.
My name's Jen. I lost 51 pounds and 13 inches off my waist.
My name's Rose, and I lost 36 pounds on ultralipoline and dropped 5 sizes. Last night, I ate a chocolate cheesecake, and I felt no guilt.
I'm Dr. Sue Parker. I help people support healthy weight and cholesterol levels with ultralipoline.
I'm Catherine. And I was really skeptical until I lost 14 pounds without any heavy exercise. My cholesterol's lower. My doctor says I'm much healthier. I've got a flatter stomach, leaner thighs. And look, I mean, I'm walking down the beach without a towel around my my waist.
Call now for your risk-free trial of Ultra Lipoline at 1-800-865-8449. It's guaranteed. Call 1-800-865-8449. Lose 2 dress or pants sizes in just weeks. Call 1-800-865-8449. Call now 1-800-865-8449.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
We here at IE America Radio Network make sure that our listeners are informed about many different subjects in many different ways. And this is why we partner with Earthwatch Radio, to bring you environmental research and related topics in concise two-minute reports that are scientifically accurate, clearly written, and played at the bottom of every hour here on IE America Radio Network. But did you know that you can get even more great information about the environment and related issues at www.ewradio.org? This website contains an enormous amount of information on a wide range of subjects that concern science and the environment. Earthwatch Radio gives special attention to the global climate change, the Great Lakes, and the oceans, and it's all information that you need to know about. So get informed by going to www.ewradio.org and listen to the Earthwatch Radio two-minute program at the bottom of every hour, every day, here on IE America Radio Network. It's our world. Let's learn how to take care of it. If you can't listen to the Earthwatch Radio program on your radio station, you can listen to it on our website's live streaming at www.ieamericaradio.com.
Handy Dave Rush here, inviting you to listen to Home Improvement USA. Ken Walchek from Chicago's number one hardware store, Clark Devon Hardware, John Seip from United Marketing Force, Jay Brentlinger from Orban, and, of course, Danny Lipford from today's Homeowner Television Show, take your home improvement questions. Our guests include industry experts from across the country. We've been America's most useful talk show for 10 years, so join us for Home Improvement USA every Saturday, 2 to 4 Eastern, and rebroadcast 8 to 10 Eastern right here on IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. Some of you may be alarmed by subversive propaganda spread by that liberal media filter, Mike Malloy, who distorts the truth every weeknight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Rest assured, our sources at Fox News confirm that we have a fabulous, booming economy and enjoy daily glorious victories in the numerous fronts of the ongoing terror wars. And besides, any problems we're experiencing are all Clinton's fault. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
No subliminal messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
Yeah, yeah. Five before the hour. Oh, by the way, we have a new listener. Her name is Denise. She was recruited. Let's see, Robert sent this in. Mike, can you please say hi to my sister, Denise? I recruited her for weeks, and she is now listening for the first time to your show. I know you probably can't do these kinds of requests, but I did work hard to add my sister to your listenership. Is that a word? I think it is. Signed, Robert. Well, hi, Denise. Great time to join this program, Denise. We have 2 months, and then we're out of here. The network is tanking. You know what we ought to do, Kathy? We ought to figure out how many broadcast days we're going to be on and start a countdown. That'll put everybody in a good mood, won't it? I guess it's back to delivering packages for me. What about you, honey? Oh, that's right. You're pregnant. Oh, good. Oh, my God. Program was engineered in Detroit tonight by John Lucas, who, by the way, has put together some of the promos that you hear about this program. I think he's done other people, too, right? But we give him, he put together, he does the whole network, but the one I really like is that heart attack one. Oh, my God. Anyway, John Lucas, boy genius, who has got a great future in radio, somewhere engineered the program tonight in Detroit. Produced here in Atlanta by Catherine Bay, who has a great future in radio somewhere. thank you, Catherine. Our announcer, of course, as always, Robin Bittman, who doesn't need the career in radio. She's the voice of just about everything anyway. Mark Marshall is our webmaster, at MikeMalloy.com. Check it out. If you want that sound collage you just heard of Bush 2003, go to MikeMalloy.com. Click on the gallery. And Mark should have it up by now in MP3 format. Just download it. Send it to your friends and relatives at will. What else? Jim in Arkansas, of course, is our Music Bureau Chief. Thank you, Jim. And our Senior Correspondent, Chris in Minnesota. Plus, all the people who contribute mightily to this program, the Bureau Chiefs, the callers, all of you. Thank you so much. We do appreciate it. Okay. Start the music. That's not the Friday night music. Oh, go ahead. Get the Friday night. Get my friend Kevin on there, please. Yeah, it's hard to keep track of where we are. No, that's not it either. Oh, there it is. Okay. Y'all have a great weekend. I'll see you Monday. I hope. Take care.
Like my mama said, I'm going straight.
Now I get to say it. Have a great weekend, Kevin, Ginny, wherever you are.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the...
It's another audio clip from the production meeting.
Doug Steffen.
What production meeting?
The drive. You know how many radio stations we're on? We must be doing something right, guys.
Imagine if we really tried.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
If we don't care and it shows.
On the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. Some of you may be alarmed by subversive propaganda spread by that liberal media filter.